Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Pinging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threat. We just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit. Listen real close. Kudos to the host. I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves. Y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order. The border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog. That's the max. We do that on a regular. Shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you. It costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really say. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. What's going on? Welcome to Air It Out Radio. I am that chick Fire. Welcome to another Monday, 10 to 1. We promote network freestyle. It's a hate-free zone. You know, we don't do that over here, all right? Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all that good stuff. Air It Out Radio. And you can also fire chick me at fire chick, F-I-Y-A, chick with the K at the end, on my Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Also, too, one of my Facebook pages, I actually got all my pages hacked on Facebook, so y'all have to bear with me. I got, like, one more page that I'm trying to identify who the hell all my friends are, and I'm having a hard time because I don't know everybody. So I know one page is still a little off, and some people are still trying to hit me up on there, so y'all got to bear with me. I don't know half the people on there, so that's one page I'm still working on. But anyway, everything else is good. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And y'all can always hit me up at 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad. Also, too, if y'all want to just chill on the line and listen to the show and listen to all the promo and all the stuff that's going on with Air It Out Radio and all the other guests. And, you know, we got some characters on the show. You know, you want to just listen in. That's cool, too. You can always shout me out on the Twitter and also, you know, Instagram as well. Y'all can hit me up at Air It Out Radio, everything. So y'all can always interact even though y'all not on the show. So it's cool for the newbies and the people that are just tuning in for the first time. Please be patient. I say this all the time and y'all get so antsy or whatever the case is. Please be patient. Please press 1 if you're talking, if you're Twittering and texting and all that stuff. You're clicking over. Sometimes you fall out of key and you tend to, you know, blog will drop you. So just, you know, every once in a while, just press 1. Make sure you're still in the host key, and the lady will tell you you're in the host key, you know, because sometimes you tend to drop out. So shout out to everybody that's on the line and all that good stuff. I got my girl B.Holla coming up a little bit later. We're going to get all up in her business and see what's going on. And for those that do not know, B.Holla is one of the first artists that I've ever met in Philly. Like, I've known her for years. I've been in Philly like 10 years, And she was like one of the first people that I met in Philly. So shout out to her. I'm surprised I'm just not interviewing her on Air Without Radio. I actually interviewed her on Batcave 2.0 when I was on 91.7. But this is my first time actually interviewing her over here. So shout out to her. She'll be on a little later. Shout out to her grandfather who actually owns Shook Baby Studios. That was when I first came there and I was recording it. And, you know, he was like, I got a granddaughter that da 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 rap. And I was like, word. So that's how that all got into play. So shout out to Shook Baby and for hooking that up. So listen, July 18th, I'm going to be at TGIF Fridays, all right, on City Line Avenue. At 10 o'clock, we're going to start this bar competition. It's going to be crazy. I was there last year. They gave away a lot of good stuff. And also, too, I won my ticket to the Jay-Z event, So I was super excited about that because I was going to spend like $150 per ticket. So thank God I got that Made in America ticket there. They had a lot of giveaways. They was giving away a lot of stuff. I mean, I think they gave away a free phone, AT&T phone, and all that stuff. So if you ain't doing nothing, July 18th at TGIF Fridays, come through on City Line Avenue, 4000 City Line Avenue. It starts at 10 o'clock, and you'll see some competition, them doing all kind of tricks. They dancing and flipping the, you know, it's real entertaining. I'm super excited to be a part of it again. I was a judge last year and I'm a judge this year. So shout out to everybody that's going to attend. Also, too, I got a new intern. I don't know if I told y'all last week. I don't know. Did I say that last week or not? I don't know if it happened last week. But anyway, shout out to my intern, Chaz. He should be promoting on Twitter tonight. So make sure y'all show him some love and all that good stuff. And show him some love. And he'll be at the Air It Out event. So y'all get a chance to meet him and get all up in his business and see what he all about. So shout out to him. And also, too, for all the artists who do not know what PayPal is, you need to be smacked. Y'all should at least have a PayPal, even if you don't use it. Try to step y'all game up, man. Like, somebody told me today they have no idea what a PayPal is. I don't understand, okay? And somebody told me they didn't know what a BMI and ASCAP was. Come on, y'all got to get it together if y'all going to be in this business, all right? Just saying, all right? Also, too, shout-out to my boy Crazy Al. He has been in the whip in New York. I'm going to send another artist over there. Shout-out to AC, by the State Pusher. He just was recently on there. In case y'all do not know what that is, please check out his website. It's called Sugar Cane. That's C-A-Y-N-E. All right, Sugar Cane. I promote it all the time on Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, he does an interview and the artist spitting the whip and all that stuff. It's so dope. So hopefully AC will tell y'all a little bit more about it when he comes on tonight. For those that do not know and have not seen my tweets, all right, about the Air It Out events, the Air It Out Radio Tour is August the 2nd, and also the Air It Out Radio About That Life auditions is also the same day. So these events are on the same day. All right, part one, all right, is the $1,000 giveaway to, my music stopped, though, you know, I got ADHD. All right, so, yeah, I don't like that beat. Let's change that beat right there. All right, so the first event is August the 2nd from 1 to 7. Shout out to Bones Beat. This is his beat. From 1 to 7, it's a five-minute set. You can do whatever you want to do. It's $10 to get in, and it's $10 to perform. All right? It's all ages. It's all music, R&B, pop, whatever you want to do. All right? The first runner-up is going to get the $1,000. The second and the third runner-up is going to get a free slot, meaning that y'all do not have to pay for the audition to go to the event for About That Life auditions, okay? So this is a good opportunity. If y'all ain't got y'all money up, it's still a good opportunity for y'all to go to the first event because you may be able to slide in on the second one. And, you know, so just want to let y'all know. So the first winner is going to get $1,000. And no, you do not get a chance to go into About That Life. The first one gets $1,000, the second runner-up, and the third runner-up is going to get the free auditions, which are $150 apiece, okay? And they're going to go into the next audition for the About That Life, okay? So, from 9 to 2. The About That Life auditions are basically, for those that do not know, it's a chance to open up for Nellie Murphy Lee in Indianapolis, all right, August the 17th, all right? So after all the auditions are done, I am not picking the winner. They are picking the winner. The winner is going to be picked by them. Everybody is getting videotaped, all right? You get one song, that's it, you know, and it has to be under 5 minutes. You get one song, you can cuss or whatever you need to do, but it's one song, and the winner is going to be picked by them, and August the 17th, you're going to Indianapolis, okay? Free hotel, free food, free flight, all that. Everything is paid and meet and greet, okay? So that's what that all includes. Shout out to DJ Sherry. Shout out to Key from Up the Block. He would be there hosting. So, you know, that's definitely a good look, all right, for anybody that decides to come out. I have some other stuff that I'll let y'all know about, but I don't want to talk too much about it because too many people be listening, and I'd rather for y'all just to get there and see for y'all stuff, okay? All right, also, too, I know a lot of people hate all, you know, competition and all that stuff, but I just want to let y'all know, Jennifer Hudson lost publicly, and she's still doing well. So don't be afraid of competitions. Jennifer Hudson lost, and so did Beyonce when she was on, what is that, Star Search? So don't be scared. Just because you don't win one event, that doesn't mean that you're not capable or have the ability to make it in any other event. That was just one. And, I mean, I'm even saying that about my shit. So at the end of the day, just, you know, keep it moving. Don't be scared to get no events wrong. All right? Also, September the 27th, I'll be having the next event. So I just want to let y'all know so y'all can clear y'all schedule. You know, some of y'all niggas need to know ahead of time. I do have some events coming up with Kendrick Lamar, Pitbull, Lola Monroe, and I'm working on Trina right now. So just keep that in mind. Those events will not be cheap. These events are not for people that are scared to spend money. You got to spend money in this business. I'm spending money. If I'm spending money, you got to spend money. I'm sorry. It's expensive for y'all, you know, but y'all can make some team arrangements or whatever y'all need to do with me. I'm cool with that. But, you know, don't look for no free shit, all right? I'm sorry. It is what it is. All right. Also, too, I got a meeting on Friday, and I will let y'all know more about this as things go on. But I do have... they're going to be talking to me about some auditions for somebody to open up for the Trump Casino, and it's a paid gig, all right? So we're going to have some auditions, and that person is going to go open up for Trump at the Trump Casino, all right? I do not know who the artists are or anything like that yet, so I will keep you posted after I have my meeting on Friday and give y'all more details on that. Like I said, it is a paid gig, all right? So... this is finally what y'all wanted. There's a couple other things that's coming up, too, that I'll let y'all know more about. But I just want to let y'all know that's what's on my lap right now. I've been super busy. I'm so sorry I haven't been promoting like I usually do, flooding y'all Twitter and Instagrams up. But I'll be back on my grind soon. Shout out to Sam Juice, Villa, Metro, Matty Diesel, TGIF. Shout out to ZX. He's the guy who does my flyers and all that stuff. So make sure y'all hit him up if y'all need to. Shout out to Playboy and Hip Hop Gossip Site. Make sure y'all go over there. I'm on the right-hand side. Shout out to my girl Viv for giving me the promo over there. Luckily, I got a chance to fuck with her before she got on TV on VH1. Also, LaDonna Comer. That's my girl, too. She does beats. I guess that's about it. I talked for like 15 minutes. I know. So anyway, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter and all that good stuff. If y'all need some more info on any of the details, or hit me up, text me, email me, or whatever the case is. Also, too, if y'all have any information or anything that y'all have suggestions for Air It Out Radio, I'll listen. You know, that doesn't mean I'm going to like everything. I may take some things into consideration. So definitely hit me up by email, and we can go from there, and, you know, I'll let you know what I think. All right, so anyway, I'm going to take the first caller. Please be patient on the line, y'all. I do go in order. I do not favor. I love y'all to death, but it's just very confusing to be going all out of order, okay? So please be patient, newbies. All right, I'm going to go to 4972 Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio.
What's going on? What's going on? I can hear you.
Man,
what's going on?
Man, I'm chilling. This is Ren Live tuning in to Air It Out. Shout out to all the Air It Outers. Shout out to Fire Chick, the number one female DJ in Philly, for real, for real. You the queen of radio. Yeah, you the queen of radio.
Okay,
she's the queen
of
radio. While you was talking, I was thinking, like, yo, we should all push together and get you your own show on 99 or 107. Like, we should all vote her in. Get her the hell in there and get them corny ass bitches off there.
Oh, they know who I am. They don't want me up there, trust me. They don't want me. They know who, they completely aware of who I am, though. But I definitely appreciate that. I'm cool, though, here. I like being my own boss. Like, you know, they aren't people there too much for me.
Yeah, they do.
So, listen, tonight's topic is, I didn't even get a chance to say it, but it's about the Trayvon Martin situation and the case and how you feel about it. What's your opinion?
My opinion is this, man. I told everybody, if they let a white lady kill a fucking baby, they damn sure gonna let a white nigga off of killing somebody black, yo. I already knew he was gonna win. I mean, it's Florida. Like, everybody that was getting their hopes up. And then I watched it one day, you know, and they were saying, like, basically, a lady, you know, because I know there's a lot of people got a lot of different opinions. I'm just saying that, like, it's fucked up, man, that it's like that. So I'm definitely on the side of saying, like, man, that bull should have been brought to justice fucking with the young bull. You know, we live in a vicious, wicked society, man, and, you know, it's fucked up. I mean, but he get away with it. I mean, same way everybody thought OJ killed his jaw, you know, he doing time now. So bull might have thought he got away with it, but his karma will come back.
He was very confident sitting there. Like, he wasn't, he didn't seem like he was nervous. I think they probably know what was going on. I don't know, maybe it was just me, but he was very confident sitting there, like, you know.
Yo, they racist down there in Florida, man. Come on, the ballots with the presidential election and all that. The judicial system down there is vicious from what it sounds like.
Yeah. Right, so what's going on with Ren Live? Like, I haven't heard from you. I haven't seen you in a minute.
See, Ren Live, man, be around all the stars. See, if anybody know Ren Live, see, Ren Live is Philly's best kept secret. Reason why I'm Philly's best kept secret, because I was raised with all the celebrities, man, the Ram Squires, the major figures, the ESTs and all that, the Rugs. So, you know, sometimes when my money ain't right, when my money funny, I can't beat. Like Fire said, y'all gotta have some bread in the game nowadays. Because if you ain't got no money, niggas ain't trying to give you shit for free. And they basically try to make money or just some type of a living off of it. So if my money ain't right, I fall back. I went to Houston. I went out there for the end of winter last year and came back, you know, I got hungry because I was in the hotel one day and I seen Meek on TV, Gillian. I'm like, damn, Rockstar, like, these are my peoples. I got to go the fuck home. So I came home, shout out to Spado, shout out to Gil, man. We did it big last night, man. It was all that, man. Shout out to Reed, shout out to Quilly, shout out to Ed Lava, Dutch, everybody, man. All your, you know, shout out to Garcia from 8 Games. Like, these are my niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, my time will be coming soon. I think I told you last week, LDF finally going to give me some spins. So I just got the edited version to my hit done. And we going to stay in our own lane. Shout out to Belago, boy. Yes. So, you know, that's what we doing. I still do the old school, and she right. I got to get up on my PayPal. I'm an asshole. That's because I'm so old school, man. She's like, yo, here, send me that money, PayPal. I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. Let me just do it to you.
No, I can't even tell y'all how important the PayPal is, even if y'all do not use it. Like, it's good to even have it. And I know some people don't have a checking account, but that's why they have them Visa debit cards and the green dots. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Together. Like, come on. They get the route. Y'all get the route and number and all that shit. So, and go to the checkout place and get one of them joints. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, get it together. Get a PayPal, at least one, and have it set up to where you can just make your transactions to get all in the events or whatever the case is and pay for that shit. So, y'all don't got to, like, go through all the madness. So,
if you ain't stood me up last time, if you ain't steered me up last week, I probably have a PayPal.
Well, you better stop.
I told you to hit me up.
Told you to hit me up when you ready.
So shout out to everybody from Air. I love y'all. Look out for Red Live. I see y'all niggas in the streets, man, because that's what I work the streets, man. Anybody know me know that. Like, so I love everybody at Air Out, man. Shout out.
Are you coming out to the event on the 2nd?
I want to. I mean, you know I'm a boss at my job, man. It's stupid, but I just got some time opened up, so I requested off. I really want to come out and show off now because I got some money now.
Okay.
I got a couple of dollars. I got that Miley Cyrus and the Monte Carlo.
Oh, okay. All right. You're real silly. Well, you know, I mean, if you can, then that's cool. Definitely.
No, I really want to come, though. I enjoy all your events, man. The competition, I wouldn't mind trying to win. You know, I don't mind, you know, trying and then fail or whatever, but shout out to everybody,
I mean,
man.
There's some people that some people don't even come to enter the contest. They just go in and just perform because, like, a regular audition. So that's cool, too. If you don't want to perform, you can just pay the $10 and the $10 to get in and just perform.
Yeah,
you don't have to enter.
Yeah, it's $10, man. We spent I spent $60 to get in stage on last night. And that's like damn near my cousin. That's family, but I'm supporting him and I'm supporting the movement. So sometimes you gotta look at it like, you know what I mean, like you're not doing it really for self. And then you gotta look at the politics side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it was some heavy politicking going on. I don't even think it was that. It was like a party where people was just this. Niggas was talking about features. You know, shout out to Gnome. Shout out to Gnome. Gnome got the hottest song in the city right now. He got everybody on the same track. Quilly, Patty, Spado, ARF, damn, like, I don't know who he don't got on this joint. Young T, Kylo Man. Yo, he got a song with all these niggas on the same joint. Reed Dollars. Everybody on the same track. Shout out to Gnome, man. That's going to be one of the hottest songs in the city to look for, man.
I don't know. He hasn't called in in a while.
You've
been holding it down, though, while you was away.
He was with me last night. I bumped into him. I was standing by the bar. He's standing by the bar. I'm like, yeah, hey, that's like my brother. Then when we shot up in VIP together, it was a wreck.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody,
right, so
dreams, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody doing anything, man. It's hard.
Yeah, that's everybody, man. I love all y'all because I know niggas like, get this nigga out so you can play my shit.
Yeah, right. You know how they get. So, you give me your Facebook, Twitter, or your social networks.
My social network is really simple, man. I just want everybody to go to YouTube for all the ladies to see how cute I look. You can go to RanLive 215. That's how, you know, that's how I'm at. So my wife be looking at me like, nigga, you crazy. Look, RanLive 215. RAN. LIVE 215 YouTube, that's it. I got an Air It Out event on there, fire. I don't know if you ever seen it, but I got an Air It Out event on there. I got me in the studio with. Yeah, I got an Air It Out during the Sneaker Village on Durant. And I got something in the back cave when I recorded my song with Dutch from the Figures. And then I got my video on there. So me and Les going to be shooting a video in like a couple weeks. This show going to be real star studded. I got a Benz with the doors lift up and a few models and stuff. So RanLive 215, anybody that don't know, just come near, man, or Google my name, yo, my shit on Google. RanLive, RANLIVE 215.
All right, there you go. All right, so go ahead and introduce your track for me.
All right, this is Niggas Talk Shit to the Join Me, and that's going to do the video for in a couple weeks. Look out for it. Niggas Talk Shit, RanLive and E-Ness. Shout out to Air It Out Radio, Fire Chick, number one DJ.
Ruggie B Funk, what up? Yo, Kenny, what up? Back game, I got your nigga, Red Live, eat that shit. No, I'm rockin'. Yeah, niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what's your life? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds.
all I really played with
for what feels like.
Yeah. Yo, say the wrong thing and end up in a body bag. I be with dimes while you spend your last on scallywag. You be on South Street, skinny jeans, group of fags. Your niggas broke and mine got a lot of cash. Say the wrong thing, I turn your shirt to a collada fad. Yeah, Rita water ice his ass. Have him in a mall freezer with a toe tag. My money on Selexa, I got that ancient cash. Pop out my pocket, then it do a dash. Yeah, being 20 on a freeway. In the jail cell, screaming fucking free man. My name ring bells, Morgan Freeman. I do a lot of different drugs, cause I need them. Yeah, in the pressure study building up. Excited cause I'm World Trade type blowing up. Something vicious is daily crazy, it's catastrophic. I get the freaks loose, goose juice, gin and tonic. Strap a rubber on and knock him out the fucking park. Barry Bonds breaking records, no, I'm breaking hearts. It's funny cause I got more haters than Kevin Hart. Shit, I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what feels like? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what feels like?
Wow.
You ain't gonna say shit.
In the middle with a Mac, slingshot nest, I'm a loud pack boy. All my niggas in the trap, all my niggas where you at? Yeah, you can rap, but if a nigga busts us, you gon' bust back. You can't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Young Nash, little that, but they look old. Nigga can't talk to me if he ain't push gold. Put a foot up your ass, and my foot swole. It's a good times roll. Nigga walk around like the devil done took my soul. I'm a goon, so you know I got goons that's on foot patrol. Man ran live, every time you step up to the plate, we gon' win by landslide. Put that on my great grandma. Boom with the landmine. I don't look to the sky, no bow. All I represent is the 5 to the 4. All white and get live at the show. Top of the night, then bop, then we go. Fuck everybody that's not in the know. Been there, done that, got to the dough. And I'm red hot, better drop to the flow. Shine when we shine, not to the glow. Not to the glow.
I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what sounds like? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what feels like me? You ain't gonna say shit.
Yo, what up, what up? This your boy Shadow Monster. Right now you listening to Air It Out Radio. I said Air It Out Radio. With that chick fire. Come on fire. Air it out. Air it out. Air it out.
Air It Out Radio. That chick fire. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad, all right? Hit me up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, with all that good stuff at Air It Out Radio. Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. Let me give a couple shout-outs really quick, you know, because on my game today. All right, shout-out to everybody that's on Instagram. Hit me up. All right, let me go to Germany. What up, China? What up, Uptown Cream. And also Iron Mike 215. That's my boy. I missed him at my Air It Out event. He hasn't come through. Shout out to DJ Boz 44 and True Illadel. Hit me up on the Air It Out page. And also The Real Work 100. This is, I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know. Y'all got some crazy ass Instagram names. 69 MCO, I think that is. That's not the one I was talking about though, but yeah. So shout out to 6ix9ine and also DJ Faraway also to hit me up on the Air It Out Radio page. So nothing nonfiction too. He's hitting me up on via text, making sure he getting his little making sure he getting his shout out in there. All right, we got B Dot coming up next, and we gonna get all up in her business and see what's popping with her. Where was I gonna go? Okay, never mind. Also, too, let me see who else can give a shout out to Genius, my newbie that's hitting me up on Twitter, and Country Boy June, Delilah. I think I'm saying that right. Cupid Da Vinci. What up? He also has a blog talk show too. Jay Sean, Rocky Banga, I think that is. And DJRedChild.com, talk to him. And Susan, what up? Yo, that chick can sing. I be hoping she could come to the Air It Out Radio tour. So she said she gonna come, so I don't know. She might give y'all a run for y'all money. All right, shout out to Ghana H and Miss Porter. What up, baby? What up, Miss Porter? And Back to Basics, Real Rap TV, and Clarissa, and that's actually Louis Toledo's wife, so shout out to her. She hit me up on Instagram, and you know, I'm trying to show my love here and there, so I'm going to give some more throughout the show and show y'all some love. So listen, if y'all on the line and y'all want to tune in and y'all want to make y'all comments or whatever the case is, hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all are pressing 1 because some of y'all are just chilling on the line. I just want to make sure, especially if y'all newbies, you know, y'all be forgetting that y'all have to press 1, all right? And if you're texting and all that stuff, you know, sometimes you get out of the key. So tonight's topic is about the Trayvon Martin situation and, you know, George Zimmerman, he was found not guilty. I want to know your opinion. You can also hit me up on Twitter and voice your opinion as well. I'll try to throw some here and there throughout the show, your comments or via Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. All right? So I'm going to keep it moving. First, let me see if my caller, my guest caller is here or not. I don't want to, like, go all into my next, you know, guest because y'all tend to go on and on and on. So, no, she's not here. All right, cool. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. Also, please do not forget August the 2nd. Some Air It Out events is going down. It's a two-day event. I'll get more into that a little bit later. But we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep it pushing. I'm going to go to 8525 Air It Out Radio.
Fire, what up? This your boy, AC Guard State Push, Atlantic City Finest, Round Table Entertainment, the representative, also the president. What up, though?
What up? That was longer time.
Every time I call, yeah, my intro get longer and longer.
I see. That's cool, though. You just be adding names to it. Like, I'm good. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm working. I just finished up a 4-day tour, man. This shit was crazy, man. Between Philly and Atlantic City, I just did 4 shows in 4 days. So my voice is kind of shot. I'm trying to recuperate. I'm sitting here with my wife, Poetry and Lyrics, watching True Blood on demand and shit. So,
oh,
you know,
man,
just,
I love that show.
She says she likes True Blood, man.
Fucking
yeah,
y'all gotta
Bamper.
Tell me what
anyway.
Happened. Y'all gotta tell me what goes on. Shout out to Poe and tell her to text me and tell me what's going on. You know, I can know what's going on.
Yeah,
tonight.
Probably said you gotta text her and let her know what's going on and shit with True Blood.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, at the end of the day, right? I want to give a big shout out to all the people that, you know what I mean, set these shows off in the last 4 days, man. On Thursday, I was at the Grand Fromage at the Mike Nitti event. He had a showcase that I performed with Beat 95 from Team Sauce. And that went down without a hitch. That zone was popping, you know what I mean? Everybody, shout out to everybody that showed me love. I wasn't even set to perform that night, but my man Beat 95 brought me on the stage and let me do my thing, so I appreciate the love. Then Friday, man, I shout out to Philly, to the Trapadero out there, and what's that, on R Street and shit, fucking the big-ass venue out there, man. My man Jay Grady from Lyrically Fit, man, he brought me out there, and then we just showed out the whole round table in Goodfellas Entertainment, Full Circle. We just was out there about, like, 2-3 cars deep, and we just shut it down, man. Shout out to Jay Grady, all the Philly love we was getting from out there. It was crazy. Check the Instagram and all that. And then I came back to Atlantic City, did the Fromage one more time, you know what I mean? We had a little showcase. Jay Grady, once again, we threw another joint, you know what I mean? He came from Philly all the way back to Atlantic City to throw another joint at the Fromage. I'd ripped that showcase down. Shout out to everybody from Camden and out of town that was in the building. That shit was popping. And then last night, ended it off with a nice little cookout for Major Impact. My man DJ 5D that hosted my mixtape Kill Wack Rappers, he threw a DJ battle with my man DJ Mod, and they had like 7 different DJs out there DJing at the same damn time. Like, they did it like for uptown in the inlet by the water and all that, by the beach. The shit was monumental. We had girls out there, which is a councilman of Atlantic City. We had a lot of kids out there. We had food, good music. I performed. My man Jerry Valor performed. And we just shut that shit down, man. And that wrapped up my little 4-day tour, man. So I was traveling like crazy, fire, working.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, you was working. That was a lot of work. Okay, that's
and the whole time I was, and the whole time I had my Aired Out Radio hat on. Everybody was like, "Oh shit, you got the Aired Out Radio?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my peeps." You know what I mean? Y'all gotta make sure y'all cop up. You feel me? Aired Out Radio snapbacks is official. Got the black and the red joint. You feel me? So I be rocking that shit. Check my Instagram and all that.
I was gonna ask you how does it fit? You know what I mean? Because not everybody feel comfortable wearing the snapbacks, but I didn't know how. Was it comfortable or not?
Oh, nah, that shit all right. You know what I mean? I got my little folk on and shit, so I got to wear that, like, the last snap and shit. I can't wear it tight, like, when four snaps. All the niggas know what I'm talking about. You go four snaps in, that means you got a small head. You know what I mean? So I'm about, like, at the last snap because of my tight-ass bro I got. You know what I mean? I'm trying to chief key get my little dreads and all that shit. So, yeah, you know what I mean? But the Aired Out Radio snaps is official. Be on the lookout for the shirts. The Garden State Pusher team, Pusher Aired Out Radio shirts is coming. You know what I mean? We got that going all crazy out here. Atlantic City is really getting in tune with this Aired Out movement from Philly thanks to Fire Chick linking up with a nigga like me. You feel me? So now a lot of people, and not just me, a lot of other people like Chase the Great, Black Zeus, you know what I mean? A couple other people that's doing it out here. So shout out to Fire for showing Jersey love. Yeah, he did a show with me, too.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's really crazy.
We both just did that Mike Nitti joint on Thursday. He tore that shit down, man. He did his motherfucking thing, yo. Shout out to Chase the Great. We got to do our little collab real soon, coming real quick. So be on the lookout for that shit on Air It Out. All right,
that's what's up. You're the first person to have the Air It Out radio hat. Just want to let you know that. Besides me, of course. But, you know, you're the first one. So shout out to you. And shout out. Yeah, you are. You're the first person with it. I haven't got a chance, like, yo, and I'm gonna tell y'all right now, don't be hitting me up on Twitter and texting me and cussing me out, but you know, it was just
they're gonna be mad.
Yeah, they're gonna be mad. Talk to Jeffrey because he made sure he specially delivered it.
Oh
too,
yeah. Shout out to Jeff Townsend for that, man. It's funny because speaking of, man, that day was hectic. I forgot all about that shit. Shout out to my nigga Crazy Al. Let me tell you about this dude right here. Crazy Al is a motherfucking guru. He's a genius for this idea that he just made up out of nowhere. This dude brought me, well, thanks to Fire Chick. You mind if I explain? I know niggas is mad, but I got to let this be known, you feel me? Thanks to Fire Chick, she got me linked up with Crazy Al, you know what I mean, from out in New York. The dude is a BMX bike rider, like a professional, and he's real nice at what he do. Like, if you log on to his website, you'll see him doing all types of crazy shit on a bike. But he loves hip-hop. And he does it. Like, he makes beats and all that shit. So she brought me out there, you know what I mean, to do an interview with this guy. And I'm thinking that it's going to be at an office or on the street somewhere, you know what I mean? I logged on to the website. I really paid, you know what I mean? I looked at it. I didn't really go deep into it. So when I get there, long story short, the man pulls up in the G-Rod, puts me in the back seat with him, turns on, like, four different cameras, and did a live interview driving through Times Square in motherfucking New York City. Dead nighttime, pitch black, dark outside with all the Times Square lights in New York just shining. Like, the scenery he set up for that shit was so hip-hop, so gutter, but yet so innovative because I've never seen it done. You feel me? So
yeah,
big shout out to Crazy Al.
It's definitely dope.
Yeah,
I mean,
man,
like, I have other artists that are going to be on there. Like, you know, this is only for people that run through Air It Out Radio. So if you don't come on Air It Out, don't even ask me about it. I mean, I get it free. Y'all can pay him to get on, but, you know, like, as a sponsor of mine, that's what it is. So shout out to everybody that's going to go on here and who I pick and choose. I don't know who's going to be the next person. But anyway, it's really for freestyle people. So if you're not really a freestyle artist, don't even inquire about it.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. And, hey, Fire, you know what's crazy about this? This is how much of a belief system I have in my movement, right? When I got in the car, the first rule they said when they turned the camera on, they said, no whackness allowed in the car. So the first thing I did was pull out my mixtape and said, all right, then I came here to pound, kill, whack rappers. And them niggas went crazy. Yo, shout out to the motherfucking nigga Crazy Al. I forget the other two niggas that was driving and the other cameraman name, but shout out to them too, man, because they was doing their fucking thing, man.
All right, so we got to keep it moving. You know how you know how everybody just they get all antsy. So anyway, go ahead. We're going to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and then we're going to drop into your track.
Facebook.com/ACGST, Garden State Pusher. You could Google it. Instagram, Garden State Pusher. Twitter, @ACGST2. Just check out the movement. Look out for the round table just coming to Philly real heavy, just spreading the movement around, man. And, I got this new joint I'm about to drop right now. This is off my new album that's coming out September 13th, Dead to Competition. If you want to see me perform live, come out on the 2nd to check me out for the two events that's going on with Air It Out Radio. You feel me? I'm all in that, all crazy. And, yeah, this new joint we got is called We Stacking, brand new off the new album Dead to Competition that's dropping September 13th, man. Put your ear on it and pay attention to the words. And they got a message behind everything I'm talking about. This goes out to all the independent artists out there. Yo, fire, let them have it.
Uh-oh, I ain't ready. Hold on.
I just did a
drop. Fire is not ready.
You gotta record that.
Listen. Oh, that's just so happened. Well, go ahead, one more time. Nah, you said it too fast. Right. I was like looking for the thing.
I'm going to do it short and sweet. New shit. Lang City, New Jersey, stand the fuck up. I know I got like 30 niggas on the line that's tuned in right now just from Atlantic City. You heard? Roundtable Entertainment, Spaceship Studios, Goodfellas Full Circle. What up? Goodfellas, holla. New shit, we stacking. This for all the independent artists that's out there grinding.
That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking, said we stacking. We stacking. That paper, we be stacking.
Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road. That's what my mama done told me. Dog, I'm a soldier, I can roll on my own. I don't need no homie. Lying niggas hating, cause I'm making these moves. And I'm moving how I move, cause these niggas all mad. Getting attitudes, cause they not with my crew. Can't roll with my clique, with bitch all on my dick. Cause I'm stacking these chips, trying to make another flip. Round off with a twist, on some gymnast shit. My nigga, picture this. Everybody run 100 deep, 100 CDs all by the flip. $3 for the kick. Everybody running all crazy on the app, locking down the whole strip. You niggas ain't hard as you say so. Y'all softer than some Play-Doh. I make a call with these pesos and get the burners with the potatoes. Got the burner, got the burner. No bill collector when I turn up. You run like Jackie Turner when I beat your face in like I'm Ike Turner. You niggas is mad cause we making these moves. You niggas is mad cause we making these moves. You niggas is mad cause we making these moves. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show.
Understand that the kid back at it. I can't kick the flow, which is a bad habit. So I'ma get the dough, collect all the cabbage, so I can hit the store with cop more carrots. I'm so hungry that my ribs are touching. Any nigga thinking I ain't gonna eat, he lunching. I'ma run up on them, the ratchet touch them. Nigga, give me the K for I empty something. These streets are real, you can kill for nothing. Bitch niggas get stuck on the block for something. That's why I watch every move I'm making, cause I don't wanna miss what I should be taking. I'm hungry, I gotta bring home the bacon. I'm trying to stay away from Satan. The moves I'm making, I have a nigga going through hell. That's why I got these packs to sell. Gotta take this show, put it out on the road, but the hood won't
won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show. Put it out on the road, but the hood won't let me go. Gotta take this show.
Air It Out Radio is set to fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to a bitch, okay? At the end of the day, that's what it is. All right, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, Air It Out Radio. Fire Chick also, too, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. Also, let me give a couple quick shout-outs really quick. Shout-out to Bama on Twitter, Michael McNutter, I think that's what it is, and Zuzu, and B. Beasley, and Black vs. Beauty. Shout out to Banks, and Jay Sack, what up, and Gypsy Man Production, and Dom Dukes, and I Am Quim, I think that is, all right? I'm terrible with names, so, you know, just smack me later, whatever you need to do. All right, so anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. Make sure y'all hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, and check it out and see what it's all into, especially for the newbies y'all tuning in for the first time. Y'all should really pay attention and do your homework on these shows before y'all go on so y'all know how it goes, because y'all be tripping when y'all got to wait on the line, okay? So y'all should listen to the show and see what it's all about, because you might come on, I might just clown the shit out of you. You have no idea what I'm going to do. All right, so learn the show before y'all go on and realize that sometimes you do have to wait on some of these blog talks and all that stuff. So every show is different. All right, so anyway, speaking of shows, all right, I'm going to let my ladies introduce themselves. Ladies, what's going on? 3343, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Fire? What's going on?
What up, Fire Chick? How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm good, I'm good. Let everybody know who y'all are.
We taking over. The ladies is taking over.
That's right, that's right. On Monday night.
Monday night. Cindy, come on, y'all gotta introduce yourself. Let everybody know who y'all are. I mean, I know some of them may know who you are.
Well, this is Franchella, Jet Plane Boys Entertainment. How y'all doing out there?
And this is Cindy, BP Entertainment, the Bible Princess. How you doing out there? We on live with Fire Chick right now, Air It Out Radio. Yo, she's the truth, though.
Yeah.
Aw,
yes.
The love. Well, y'all got to take over Monday, too. Y'all coming on what is this? What time y'all coming on, 7 to 9?
We
seven
are
to nine.
7 to 9, yep, on Monday night,
seven
starting
nine.
August the 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
UE
on,
Radio.
On UE, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do they get on the show? Like, what's the detail?
Well, what we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? We between an Oprah and a Wendy, you know, we're going to bring everything to you. The show is called Real Recognize Real.
Real
talk. Real talk. What?
So it's more so like a talk show. Is it more so a talk show, or is it anybody can come on? Artists? Are y'all gonna be playing songs too and everything?
We want to do that too. We want to have artists come in. We want to have DJ battles. We want to have MC battles. We want to have everything. Anything anybody want to have, we want to have it on the show. We might just have somebody who just opened up a hair salon, or maybe she has her own product she want to launch. So we want, you know, cater to everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Everybody.
Okay.
Right. All
right.
That's right.
I know that's right. Shout out to the ladies that's doing it. Like, y'all doing it on Mondays early, and then, you know, I come on after y'all. So that's the stuff. Like, I'm super excited. Are y'all going to be videotaping too?
We're going to videotape too. We got Sloppy Copies Production. I don't know if y'all heard of them yet, but it's actually Sloppy Copies, the visual. They're going to be videotaping our stuff for us. So that's going to be hot.
Yeah,
but
it's live broadcasting,
so you
not only can
see us, I mean, hear us, but you can see us as well.
Yeah, exactly,
because
we're
going to
be live on air right there.
Oh, shit. Okay. I like that.
I got to make sure my hair is dead. Yes, all the time. All the time. That's what it is. Right, y'all got anything else y'all wanna let everybody know about? Y'all got any events?
Definitely. We have a showcase on the 25th of this month. It's called Are You a Headliner? And I know you knew about the one last month because you came through. But, Franchella, go ahead and explain it.
All right, yeah. Real Recognize Real, Are You a Headliner? It's going down August 25th at 49.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. August?
July. Oh, God. I'm all August 5th, July 25th. My bad. July 25th at 4942 Parkside Avenue. The show starts promptly at 8 o'clock. You know, you want to get your spot in because, you know, the slots are filling up. We also got some slots that, you know, walk in. If you walk in, you can also hit the stage. We got some good prizes also to be won.
Yeah, we got some major prizes. Matter of fact, one of the prizes is on your show. I mean, on your showcase that you're having.
Mm-hmm. Right, Air Out Radio. Yeah.
So one of them is the TLA. Somebody get to perform at the TLA. That's another prize. Another prize is Joe Bread is having an old school event, and it's all the Philly legends from Philly, period, is going to be at the event on August the 2nd. So somebody get to perform with the old school. You know what I mean? And it's going to be live broadcasting there, too. So we got some good prizes for them. And the big prize, I think, you get to come on our show. And you get to spit your bars that you did at the showcase, and you also get an interview live.
Give a number, Cindy, so that people can call in
Y'all make a good combination
because I like both feet off of each other, so this is going to be good.
That's what's up. I can't
wait
for y'all to. Go ahead, give them a number. Go ahead.
The slots are not that expensive. They're only $75, okay? The number is 267-467-5030. If you want a slot to win any of those prizes, you need to call us and let us know. We actually have 5 slots left, so that's a good thing. All right,
y'all. Okay. Don't call all at once, though, but y'all better get on the phone.
Now, I'll make up on Twitter.
He said, don't call all at once.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. I was giving my whole spiel. Now I'm ready to talk.
Uh-oh.
It's the Bible Princess with one S on Twitter. And on, you hear my New York accent? Did y'all hear that?
Yeah,
on Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And on Instagram is BP Entertainment. All right? You can, reach me out that way. Facebook is Cindy Bible Princess Trotter. Now, Franchella, you can go ahead and tell me your stuff.
To reach me, Franchella Simmons, Jeff Plain Boys Entertainment. Twitter is Jeff Plain Boys. And on Instagram, with a Z. Thank you very much. Lucinda, boys is with a Z, and for Instagram is Jet Plain Boys ENT, and of course you can find me on Facebook. Just Google my name, Franchelle Simmons, Jet Plain Boys Entertainment, and there I am. Just hit me up anytime.
Oh, she went with the Google. Oh, well, I'm Google friendly too. Just pull
hey,
up.
Google. You know the website.
Oh
Google,
Lord,
Google,
you know what,
too.
Y'all silly.
But you know what? Make sure you hit me up with, tweet me the information for the event so I can, retweet it out in case somebody want to know. I just hit you up, Cindy. I'm going to look for you on the Jet Plane. What is it? Jet Plane what?
Jet Plane Boys with a Z.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
I got
did you like the flyer I did? Did you like the flyer I did with us on the top of you on the bottom? Did you like that, John?
Yeah. I retweeted it and everything. Yeah, I retweeted it and everything. So, definitely. So make sure send me the info so I can retweet everything, the events and all that stuff that you got going on, and your show. So just one more time so they can get it with the number and all that.
We taking over. Check it out, ladies. We got white chocolate. That's me. We got milk chocolate. That's Air Out Radio. And we got dark chocolate. That's Lucinda. Yo, we taking over.
I'm using my government now. I apologize. Let me fall back. My government name is Lucinda, L-A, capital C-I-N-D-A. So I'm about to switch up the whole game and use my government name. How you like that?
Yeah,
I'm Spanish. I'm Spanish now.
What did you say you are? You Spanish? You know what? You mess. All right, so I'm gonna let y'all. You know what? I don't think I got your artist name in here. I was gonna say I could have played one of y'all tracks, but I don't have that.
You got it. Yeah, you got her stuff. I sent you one of her. I sent it to you.
I don't know if I put it in. You told me to listen to it. I don't know. Wait a minute. What's her name again?
J-A-B-O. Her name is Jabo. That's the chick that won the top 8 for the Hood to Hood. Yeah.
Right, okay.
The only female.
And yo, the only female. My artist. Okay, Jabo is the truth too, but Big Doom, yo, son, he going to shut them all down. I got to send you his information.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to send
him.
Oh, yeah,
she
got it.
No, she got a hand down.
Yeah.
It's called Dreams, right? That's Jabo.
That's the joint she did for the contest. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you introduce that joint, and then make sure y'all send me y'all Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. So the information on Twitter, so I can retweet that.
All right, cool. This is a young Caucasian artist by the name of Jabo. she's been in the industry for about 9 months now, so she's just coming out. She gets in a contest. She won. She had to do this song called Dream, and Fire Chick, go ahead and play it, baby.
There it is, Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, I'm about to mix it up real fast, man. Real fast. Dream big, go home.
Right.
That's my motto. Yo, I feel it in my chest. Heartbeats rapid. I can't stop, won't stop. I swerve through traffic on a high speed chase, just for the moment to catch a dream. I feel it's worth it. I feel it's worth all the strength, all the tears. Gotta get to where I'm going. Chuck Davis, have no fear. Let go with the past time. Write what's present in the rhyme. Don't worry about the future. Listen up to words that are unspoken. You know that there's a meaning to it. See, this should be me, the broken. No, I won't give up. No, no, I won't give up. No. Listen up to words that are unspoken. You know that there's a meaning to it. See, this should be me, the broken. No, I won't give up. No, no, I won't give up. No.
Said it more than once. Memories on repeat. Can't sleep, gotta keep on pushing till I reach that peak. Won't stop till I reach dreams. Whole news to me, haha. But it's new to you. Things I've been through, dang. You wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know what road to take, what choice to make. But it's okay, gotta keep on getting where you're getting. No distraction, listen close to what I say. No repeat, are you listening? Open up your heart to what I'm giving in. Just for the moment, moment, moment. That's what I'm living in.
Give up, never think to stop, keep your
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire!
Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up in the About section, too, and leave a drop there. Not a drop, but, like, you know, do some promo, whatever y'all need to do. Y'all can cuss me out. Y'all can say shout out to Fire, whatever y'all need to do. And also, y'all can send me some ideas that y'all might want me to fix or change or whatever. I'm open-minded to a couple of things, so y'all can always email me, too, and send me some drops at itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you do not forget the ITS. It's air.radio@gmail.com. All right. And also, too, like my boy, Garden State Pusher said, shout out to Al, Crazy Al, for spitting in the whips. I'm going to be sending another artist over there. It does take a while for the videos to come out. It takes like 4 weeks or whatever, but it'll be on his website, which y'all can always go to sugarcanecayne.com. All right. And don't forget about the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour, August the 2nd. You know, I'm having it at Club Coliseum, strictly because y'all complained to me about not cussing. So now y'all get a chance to cuss. Yay! Woo! All right, so part one is going to be from 1 to 7, all right? And y'all be able to cuss, do whatever you want for 5 minutes, all ages. Yeah, if you want your kids to be there cussing, hey, whatever. It's all up to you. But there will be no alcohol at that time. It is from 1 to 7. It's music of all kind as well. It's $10 to get in and it's $10 to perform, all right? And that's from 1 to 7, and the prize is $1,000. Shout out to my boy Jigga, you know, because he always looking out on my sponsorship and throwing me money. So shout out to him. And also, the first one runner-up gets $1,000. The second runner-up gets the slot to... the second and the third runner-ups gets the slots to the About That Life tour auditions, all right, to open up for Nelly and Mercy Lee. So I'm really excited about that. And actually, we're talking to Mona Scott about some other things as well, and possibly turning this whole thing into, like, a reality show. So, you know, you never know. Shout out to my girl Viv, too, because she just got promoted on This Is 50. .com as a radio host over there, and me and her talking about trying to have some auditions for the artists to go on This Is 50. So shout out to her. You know, she always fuck with me, and she's been fucking with me for a long time. So shout out to her for even, you know, considering the idea. So it's just a lot of things going on, and like I said, look out for the information that I'm going to be posting only on Air It Out Radio first. All right, only on Air It Out Radio first. All right. It's going to be one lucky artist that's going to be performing at the Trump Casino. It's a paid gig. I do not know how much it's going to be paid until I talk to them on Friday, and I don't know who you're opening up for, but that's the situation. So cross your fingers for that. That's a good look. And y'all get to get paid. Yes, that's super dope. All right, so shout out to everybody tuning in. Please be patient and all that good stuff. 347-677-1163. All right, press 1 if y'all want to talk. All right, let me see if my guest is on. Yeah, I'm going to get her. Dr. B. Dice. She should be on. Oh, she's on. Yay! Woo! I'm going to get all up in her business right now. All right, so anyway, B. Dice, what up, what up?
Yo, what's going on, kid?
She's talking about what's going on, kid. What's going on with you, man?
Everything. Let's move out
here.
What's up with you?
I was telling everybody that, you know, you was like one of the first artists that I was introduced to when I came to Philly, because a lot of people don't know I'm from Jersey, but, you know, you was like one of the first people that I got introduced to, you know. Shout out to your grandpa, Shug Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right, so what's going on with B-Dot?
Music and more music. Everybody's been waiting for this mixtape. We've just been, like, trying to see what songs we want to put on it. The cover is done. It's basically, like, the drop zone. Like, I was looking probably, like, September or, like, just the beginning of the fall. So, but I'm about to just throw some stuff on that tip or whatever because a lot of people want to hear music and I want to keep them waiting. So we've just been getting it together. I'm back with one of my producers, Hov. We've been working heavy. So we got a lot of stuff, and I'm going to drop. I'm definitely going to make sure I get it to you, too, so you can spin it. And I guess we're just going to go from there.
Definitely, definitely. So I know you changed the name. You know, it was Baby Doll. What made you change it to just the B. Dot Holla? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, people was trying to start beef because their names was like, they're not even giving a shout out. But, I don't know, I feel like I outgrew the Baby Doll thing or whatever. So I just switched it to Baby Doll Holla, that's all. It actually is for Baby Doll. Dot Kinder. Mm-hmm. I just added the Holla on the end of it, but that was it. Nothing major. Still the same music, still fire, crazier buzz and everything. I'm about to drop a 316 mixtape too, which is all 16 for every crazy beat. So we're going to look out for that too.
So how hard is it being an artist right now, like a female artist, you know, because, you know, you got the Nicki, I know you're not in that category. So how hard is it being an artist and following what she's doing? Like, you know, is it really hard to try to keep up with the Nicki and all that stuff and get out there more?
No, I wouldn't say that. Nicki had it. I support her one for being a female in the industry, that's for one. So, too, I don't even think as a following. I think she just had her own trend. I think she followed and copied the trend and made it her own and ran with it. And I feel like if you can do that in the industry and make money off of it, then just run with it because it like changes every day, honestly. But at the end of the day, I feel like you got to make your own wave and make people follow it. So, like, and that's my whole thing. I don't want to have to put the booty shirts on and everything else because people just follow my music for itself first more than anything.
What do you think they looking for? Like, what do you think that they looking for and why nobody else has that shine?
Like, everything. Like, the real music. Like, we still got to have bars. I just feel like the industry now, you get a hook and an image and you're good. But people that really still love real music want to hear the real stuff. Not just all real hard, bang, shoot 'em up type music. But they want to hear bars and they want to hear, like, an artist and things that can make you dance and party. Like, you need that artist to sell out, like, all way. Like, a lot of artists need each other, like, as a group, or, like, they be like, this person comes to the show, this and that, but they really don't have somebody that could just sell out the whole arena by themselves. So, like, that's the new wave that I want to do. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to, honestly. I could do it by myself. So, like, the Team Holla is a crazy movement. It's just like, I've been on pause for a minute, but I'm about to flood, like, the word they ain't never seen before. So, I mean, I got my following is there. They just waiting for me to, like, you know, like, take my own little stand and take my little throw back. So we ready. The movement is ready.
You ready? And you originally from Southwest, right?
Southwest Philly.
You know
what?
I thought that's right.
That's my stopping point. Born and raised from a baby, an infant. That's where we repping
from.
Right. That's it.
Shout out to your mom and your brother. You know, these some sweet people. You know, your mom is a sweetheart. So as far as, like,
I said it's like the crazy interview questions about to start.
You know, it's going down. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be gentle. So listen, what do you think about the whole PSP situation? Like, what's your definition of the PSP, and do you think it's enough in Philly?
Philly support Philly is used to benefit anybody that wants to use it. Anybody that's smart to understand exactly where I'm coming from. Like a handicap. Philly movement is a handicap. I support and love anybody who truly, genuine supports it. But a lot of people use it when they want to utilize it for something for themselves, opposed to just supporting it verbatim. Like, it's just like a clutch for people. So you want something done,
yeah.
Oh, we have PSP, and nobody shall PSP any other time until it's time for something to get done. So I support it because I'm from Philly, but I don't support the wave of it and how strong it is. It's not strong at all. Like,
Do you think that is the DJ's fault, or do like whose fault do you think that it is as far
yeah,
as
I
like
blame
you know?
Nobody. I think I blame it on Philly. That's it. It's a union.
Uh-uh.
It's like we came together as one, and everybody took the heat for it. So it's just all us, honestly.
It's
like,
a combination.
That's it. Like, it's, I really just wish people stopped screaming it. Like. The Philly that supports it is people from Philly. It's people outside of Philly that support it more than anything else. So that's what makes it more worse from being from Philly.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So as far as you getting, you know, I know you coming back out or whatever the case is, like, what's your next move? Like, are you trying to just do the local shows? Are you going out of state? Like, what's your plan?
I feel like if anybody know Baby Now, I know the crazy part is I got like a lot of young artists that's following me, and they text me for advice, they shoot through Instagram, through emails, and like, well, you know, what do I need to do with this next? I need a million YouTube views and stuff like that, and I try to tell them, like, you know, if you go to my YouTube, there's numbers up there, but not like it could be if I, like, you know, really put the effort that we need to. But I also told him you can have, like, a billion YouTube views and still not get to the position that you want to be in.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that they can get – you think an artist got a better chance of getting signed on YouTube than, you know, just going to regular, like, showcases or just, you know?
No. It's a shame, but the industry now is really who you love. And, like, you got to put yourself in positions of where the people is imperative, honestly. You got to link with somebody who got a wave or got a movement or know somebody. You got to really network is the key for everything right now, like, honestly. You got to link with anybody else who got a good connect or anything that could put you in a wave to get in a good position right now. And that's just what it is. Like, you got to make yourself known. You got to be everywhere now. Like, you got to do everything.
I know that's right. And I know you do your thing with the 16s or whatever the case is, and you did, you know, you was on, what was the freestyle when all the females, what did they call that?
I said I was telling everybody go check that out on YouTube and push that cipher in.
Yeah, you went first on that joint, and that was tough. I liked it that. So, you got anything else you want to let everybody know about? You got any shows coming up? You got anything else you want to promote?
You know what? It's crazy. My manager usually gives it to me as it comes. I know we hitting up Atlanta before the summer is out. We hitting up Miami before the summer is out, and Delaware, and a few other things. They come to me as they give it. But any other thing, everybody can check me. I'm going to start putting it up on my Instagram where you can come check me out at, if I'm local or if I'm in Philly and I'm performing here. So a lot of people could come.
I'd like to ask you, what's the whole Skydive Fly?
It's Skydive Fly. That's like the Skydive. That's my own little thing. We're coming out with that too. We're going to do a little clothing line. We're trying to get like the logo with it. But that's just be like, you just gotta believe in yourself and set your own trend. Like, you just gotta be like the flyest ever out of everybody.
That's right.
You gotta be confident at all times and don't let nobody else tell you nothing. That's just what it is. So you should be fly at all times.
Yes, and you do be fly. I would give you that. I do like your style when you come out to events. Like, you have your own little, you got your own little swag with you, hats, and, you know, you definitely brand yourself really, really well. So that's good for you. So, listen, I got to bother you for this. Like, I got to bother you. I hope you're ready, and I hope you don't say no. But I need to get, like, a 16 because, you know, you haven't been on my show since I've been on. So I need to bother you for a 16 at least.
Okay. What? I'm about to say. No, I didn't. Are you serious?
Come on, B.
I'm about to say, you can't play some music so I can get make sure that you like the
music. I'm going to play that too. I'm going to play it too, and then we're going to jump into your track. Come on. You got to get the fans what they want.
I'm trying to think of some like newer stuff that I've been writing to. Like, I need to give y'all some up to date stuff.
Get it, Vega.
Say that again.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Are you in for me?
Yeah.
I said, sky da fly as ever. Bitch, I'm hotter than the sweater in the summer. You die holler, I'm a big shopper. Pink bubblicious fruit punch color products. Bitches wanna be me. Man, they can't see me look like I'm from the bad bitches. All of you see me. Sports car sported, VIP imported. Bitch, I get a jumping like the man on the joint. Now we in the game, EA sported. Fuck all these little non-rappers, y'all. Chopping like a surgeon, black on black excursion. I throw my middle finger when they tell me no cursing. I'm just cursing, but I'm better than a million. I'm the shit, and they mad faces show me how they feeling. I'm sickening, and I'm killing. Banana money, pillin'. I'm faded the fast way on the E-way. I'm willing. Young Hollis, Skydotfly. Make sure y'all grab up. You about to flood. Jump into some music with fire. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Let's get it moving.
You want, yeah, make sure you give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff so they can, you know, reach out to you. And Instagram.
Instagram is b.underscoreholler. So that's Barry, B-O-T, underscore holler. And the Twitter is @b.fly. And you know it's crazy? I don't even know you'd be on Facebook. But, yeah, y'all can see.
Check, holla, check, girl, check, holla, check, fuck up. party with bad white bitches named Shabba. Be the holler. Yes, old Billy. I'm feeding popping bottles in the wheel up to Billy. Frame everything in my lane that is awful. Every check I look, it get body to a coffin. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that bust start bang. It's that bust start bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that bust start bang. It's that bust start bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that bust start bang. It's that bust start bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that bust start bang. It's that bust start bang. This was sick and crazy. Get them on, they drop, they lazy. Now they see me back to drop the shit. That's gonna drive them crazy, cause they knew that I was hot. But I got hotter and I'm flaming. Everything that's in my lane. Went from sickness to insane. Party bitches down the drain. L-A-M-E-U delay. I'ma show you who the star. Watch me fucking entertain. Turn up, let it bang. Bitch, I'm out the fucking ring. Only thing you're gonna do is get and watch me do my thing. Bang, gang, motherfucker. Bitches, check your roster. You will never win cause you are going against the monster. My V-neck Picasso. I sit back my product until they make the color of the shoes look like vodka. They not fucking with me. Lord, just please forgive me. For yes, that I have sinned and taken everybody with me. Cause all my bars is murderers. And yes, I will be serving her. Framer, yes, beyond the recognition. You ain't heard of her. These bitches is not hot. How the fuck do you refer to her? White boy, wasted, getting wavy like a surferer. Run up on these bitches, suck the mask in like a burglar. Throw her in the bag, tie her up like a murderer. Bitch, I am the best. I show you how to do it. Yeah, we get this money, fuck your face like prostitution. Bitch, don't fuck with me, not the best solution. Catch you skydive, fly, yeah, in that new shit. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that box star bang, it's that box star bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that box star bang, it's that box star bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that box star bang, it's that box star bang. Looking like money, looking like everything. It's that box star bang, it's that box star bang.
You're listening to Air It Out Radio, hosted by That Chick Fire, here at www.airitoutradio.net.
Air It Out Radio, it says it. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to B-Dot for coming through, showing me love. Listen, I do and I can interview people. I just want to let y'all know what y'all have to do is y'all have to request the email. Request an interview, and my email is airitoutradio@gmail.com. I am back up until September. I'm telling y'all right now, but if y'all want to do a live interview, that's $60. If y'all want to just skip all the bull and go right into it, it's the video. It's at the Air It Out headquarters on 16th and Market. But other than that, you know, the free shit, it is a wait. So at the end of the day, with that being said, it's all the way until September, at the end of September. So y'all can always send a request in. At itsair.radio@gmail.com. Shout out to my intern. He's going to be coming through the Air It Out office, and we're going to be doing some interviews as well. And I think I got an interview with Giovanni coming up soon, a couple other people. So we'll definitely let you know more about that. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Instagram. Give a real quick shout out to Truth Teller. What up, baby? I see you. Also to Terrell Style, he's calling it tonight, he said, and Say It Right, I think that's her name, okay? Shout out to DJ Kirk, what up? Also, Mike Cross, that's actually one of the supervisors at TGIF, so shout out to him, all right? And in case y'all do not know, TGIF is popping on July 18th. There's going to be nuts. I can't wait. I'm super excited. It's very entertaining. It's going to be the bar competition, the annual. Somebody's going to be real lucky. I think they go to Florida or California, the winner of the event. So they really go in. They be dancing and all that stuff. Like I said, last year I won the Made in America ticket out there. So it was, you know, I think they did a raffle. I spent like $50, but heck, you know, I won. And them tickets is like $100 and some odd. So I won two of them, and shout out to V, she came with me, and people was passing out and all that good stuff. So, but it definitely, I definitely made out like a bandit, because I could have spent like $300 easy. All right? Shout out to B-Dot. Y'all can always hit me up on Air It Out Radio, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And my YouTube. Don't forget my YouTube. Check me out. Let me know how my YouTubes are. Actually, the Harlem Shake is doing very, very well. So I'm super excited about that. Shout out to everybody that came through and goofed off with us. I was in the Air It Out costume, Scribbles, and I was hot as a motherfucker. And I kind of gave it away because my hair was sticking on the back, which I didn't even know. Y'all didn't tell me about, but it's cool, though. We did what it do. All right, so I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1169, Air It Out Radio.
Fire. What's goody, fire? Yeah.
What's up, baby?
This
How are
Diamond.
You?
I'm fine.
What's up? Jersey! Boy, you gotta, like,
Jersey is in the building.
There you go. I meant to get high when, you know, AC was on, but, you know, like, sometimes I just, it's just like a sudden burst of excitement. I can't help it. So, shout out to Jersey.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on? Listen, tonight's topic I keep forgetting is about the whole Trayvon Martin situation. What's your opinion about that?
Man, it's crazy. I say my prayers go out to his family, but I think this is like a whole setup, like for real, for real. Uh-huh. I think the government, you know, got this whole thing set up because they want us black people to act out so they can have a reason to come at us, you know. That's my opinion, you know. I really believe that, and we're falling right into it, you know. They trying to pull the race card. You know, what he did was wrong, and he, some justice needs to happen. But, you know, they throwing this race card out there. But, you know, we killing our own people every day. You know,
right.
Mothers
and nobody
and fathers
blacking
are
out
burying their kids. Exactly.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We burying our kids. It's like, it's something always going on every other day. You know, somebody kid is dying, you know.
Right. I'm going to be real with you. I think that he got away with that, but I think once they go through all of this and appeal it, I think he's going through some time. So if everybody just be patient, let nature take its course, I think it's going to fall in our favor. So if they just chill, but I don't think they're going to chill, but I'm just saying, I think they should, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's going to fall in our favor if they just be patient.
If not, he gonna get judged. If not now, he definitely will meet his maker, and he will definitely get judged then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so what's going on with Irv?
Irv is, he's taking it, you know, slow, you know, because he's preparing for his audition at The Voice in 2 weeks. July 28th in New York, he will be auditioning for The Voice. He also has a show the 27th in Wildwood, New Jersey at Stardust. It's a little R&B act with a couple of different R&B people who are going to be performing that night. You know, he's definitely going to be out there at your show. August.
Yay!
Of course, he's definitely going to be there. Definitely.
Yay! We need some R&B in the house. Yes.
Of course, you know, he's going to come in there and shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, he's been, you know, getting his voice right, you know, doing his thing. Because, you know, it's going to be all live naturally.
So wait a minute. Tell us some secret. Like, what does he do? Does he drink tea all day? What does he do? Like,
he
wants to know. He does too.
He drinks his tea with his honey and his lemon in there, you know. But singing come naturally to him, you know. He's born and raised up in the church. His whole family sing. I want to say shout out to my sister, Charlie Kane, down out in Atlanta. And my brother, Jay Skeezy, you know, they holding it down in Atlanta. Definitely, you know, taking over. We taking over everything.
Right. Okay. Yeah, shout out to them. They probably on the line. You know, waiting
they
to get on, cussing me out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the start. All right, so you want to give him his Facebook, Twitter, or yours. Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
No.
I know you on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just too much drama. Got too many Facebook gangsters for me. I'm not with it. But
right.
I do have an Instagram. That's all I have. You know, I got to show up pictures of my pretty babies, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't got nothing.
You
want to
give him?
So.
You want to give him his Instagram
Of course. You can hit him up on R&B Earth, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can check out his mixtape, The Truth by R&B Earth on That Tiff. Go on there and download it. The mixtape is hot. You can check him out on the TakeoverInc.com. The whole takeover is on there. His daughter's in the back talking about check him out on YouTube.
You know what? That's
yeah,
good,
she's like, don't
check
him out on YouTube.
Y'all
yeah.
Put the kids to work, you know? Put on the work.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta stop posting y'all stuff on my page because sometimes I forget to go look at stuff. But if y'all post it on my page, I try to, like, you know, glance at stuff, at least say it, you know. I listen to stuff that's just on my page, and sometimes I'll be like, I don't be paying attention. I just be posting and getting off Facebook and Twitter, but like I do pay attention to stuff that's on my page. So yeah,
let
just post this stuff on there.
Yeah,
let
them know. He at work right now, making that money.
I know that's
yeah.
Right. Get him.
He might be on the line too. He might be on the line. You know.
Uh-oh.
He might be.
All right, so shout out to R&B Herbs, shout out to Jersey, the whole takeover situation, all that good stuff. So I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce the track.
This is My Husband, R&B Herb, Lil Mama, Fire, drop that thing.
Get up. Get our radio, baby.
Man, Wagwan, you don't know this is your boy Spice the Far Ride, the Wild West Indian, and you're tuning to Air It Out Radio, so keep it locked and don't go nowhere, Zane. Fire Blaze.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure you check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the 1 if y'all want to talk to a bitch. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 2254 Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up? It's Cyan. I am Mike, MC in control, y'all.
What's going on, stranger?
I am chilling. I would like to let the Philadelphia area know on the behalf of Fire Chick that I have become a stranger for better reasons. currently traveling at the moment. I'm putting together some beneficial moves that, you know, when I take them back home, they should be efficient and, like, you know, kicking my campaign, you know what I mean, forward. But, you know I need, you know, some money, some security, you know, behind these things that I'm building behind the scenes. And it's a couple other things that, like, I want to do on top of, like, me having my contacts and my resources in place that will definitely, you know, bring everything around, like, tenfold.
Okay. Well, listen, hey, if you grinding, you know, like, you can't be mad at that, you know, for you grinding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. And, I mean, even though I'm traveling, I'm going to be in the area for, like, you know, specific things, like, you know, handling certain business matters so that something, like, you know, still flows while I'm, like, going, you know, between different states.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you're doing some major stuff, like, you can't be mad at that. You know what I mean?
Ah, yes. I guess as far as personal promotion is concerned, or for behalf of all the Air It Out Radio listeners, I'm going to be at Artscape with Michael Gary II. That's in Baltimore, Maryland, on 1300 Mount Royal Avenue. That's Friday, 5 p.m. Come out for all the free music, iron, live band, you know.
Okay. I hope you come through on the 2nd, though, you know, or smacks to you. You're going to get it.
I gotta look after something of a little bit of money and everything like that. So I mean, it's gonna cut it close. if I get out in time and I still got this money to go back and forth, like you got it, yo. You got it.
Okay.
You heard it first. All right,
that's what's up. And shout out to you for representing the shirt. You know what I mean? At the tour, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stole that picture from you somewhere on one of your pages. So you know, I
have
to.
Oh, word!
Y'all don't post stuff on my page. I have to go steal it and everything else. You know what I mean?
I feel liking and commenting and, you know, when I put, like, you know, the related videos and material up, I thought I was doing my job, but.
Nah, you're doing good.
I don't know. I appreciate that, though, yo. Like.
Nah, I appreciate you for rocking it. You know what I mean? You ain't have to do that. You could have worn any other shirt if you wanted to, but you wore mine.
You want to know what's funny? Like, I layered this, like, at the last minute. I'm on Instagram. I see about, like, you know, what you wanted to, you know, discuss today and everything. So I go on my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go on my personal page, and I'm like, yo, Iron Mike is going to be making a certain call and appearance on a Philadelphia radio station today. My inbox had a couple messages right before I was trying to get situated to get on the show in an orderly manner. What show are you going to be on? And I'm like, it's called Iron Out Radio. Oh, what's the number? Here it is.
Uh-oh.
You can't. All right,
but go ahead. Well, what's your whole opinion about the Trayvon Martin situation? Keep it short and sweet, though.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yo, man, like, between us, the poor and working middle-class people of America, we need to stop factoring in, like, what racial divisiveness the media tried to, like, you know, portray about white, Latino, and subjugation between, you know, Trayvon and everything like that. Because it's not going to help, like, you know, move anything forward in regards to, you know, our voices with laws that can change, like, you know what I mean, our communities, and in organizing. It's just going to keep necks around throats and, you know, slice the knife that much further down progress.
Okay.
You
all
know
right,
what I mean?
So basically, you saying just leave it alone, just let it go? Is that what you got?
No, not let it go. Not let it go, because it needs, you know, to move forward. It needs to move forward in other facets. It needs to move forward in other facets, and, like, we need to, you know, make sure that the lawmakers that we pay, you know, that we, like, you know, voting in are doing the jobs necessary for us. The biggest disgust to me about the whole matter is people trying to justify it in the court. It's like it was bad immorally, you know what I mean? To not put any charge on that man. To not put any charge whatsoever. To sit there and, you know, take a defense of the system when you know something was wrong in your mind, to try to factor it in like it was okay. Like, no, that's not acceptable. And that's why I'm taking part with Occupy Baltimore tomorrow in the Trayvon Martin rally down at Pratt Street. That's downtown Baltimore by the Inner Harbor. I'll be out there rallying with all the other supporters and everything.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, I respect everybody, because I got cussed out over the, I think, not cussed out, but some dude called me an asshole because I did not black my page out. Now, I want to explain to y'all why I did not black my page out, you know what I mean? And I kind of snapped on his ass. But at the end of the day, this is my page, and I work hard for my page. And this is no disrespect to anybody, but I don't change my picture for nothing. Like, my daughter passed away in January. I didn't change it for her. I didn't change it for nobody. And this is no disrespect to nobody and no events or whatever, but I feel like if you start telling me what to do with one page, then you're going to be like, oh, this happened, now change the page again. Like, I'm not going to keep doing that. What the hell are you doing over there? But yeah, so
instead
that's basically
that,
how I feel, you know.
Yeah,
but
instead
listen,
of that,
if y'all want to, if y'all want to support them, I feel like y'all need to give up some self, because some people, you know, lost their son. They was out of, you know, they was out of work for all that time. Send them some money. Like, blacking out a page ain't
exactly,
it's a movement, but it ain't really supporting them the way they probably really would love to be supported right now. So send them little $5. Shit. Support that. How
that's
about that?
Yeah. And you know what, I am for an idea like that. When I turned on the news today and I saw that, like, yo, from city to city, people out here, you know what I mean, in the streets and all that, blocking traffic and highways, I'm like, yeah, because that's where you recognize a voice, regardless if you're the dumbest person in America, you know why them people are in the streets and stuff. And that says a lot more once the, you know what I mean, our foot is on their throat, like, you know what I mean, for their injustices than just, you know, a picture or something like that.
Right.
I mean, there are messages that are like things, but you have to really start to get the proactive in this world, you know what I mean? Because all the media is going to do is just create dialogue and stuff, but dialogue needs to follow through with the action of the change.
There you go. All right. Well, I always appreciate your opinion. I know you get all deep into it. You know what I mean? I know you can go on and on. So, how with your music? Like, you got the CD dropping? Like, when is it
popping? Yeah, I'm right now currently working on this, which I'm committed to. It's called Forgot About the Bull. It's Iron Mike's, you know, mixtape.
Forgot About the Ball. I like that.
Forgot About the Ball, because it's like, it's some things going on in this local market right now and stuff, like, you know what I mean, up that way. And it's just like, well, damn, dude. Y'all forget what we was building up there and stuff? Like,
all right, now, how did you spell boy? How did you spell boy? Because everybody spell
like
boy.
Like, bull. Like,
bull.
No, like, bull. Like, B-U-L. Though you want to throw two L's on it, you could... You know what I mean? I'm scared.
Yeah, because everybody spell it differently. Okay.
So forgot
all right,
about the bull.
All right.
Forgot about the bull. I'm gonna be like, you know what I mean? Pushing things with that. You know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Pushing things with that and all.
Alright, and when is that dropping?
When is that dropping? Alright, let's see. Give me I'm gonna do a leak. I'm gonna do a leak before I make an official drop, because I really want it to pop. So I'm gonna do a leak, you know what I mean? Because I got some material in the tuck and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I think I'm gonna do a leak before I do an official drop. I wanna put together an ad campaign, you know what I mean? Maybe some media related messages and all that, you know what I'm saying? Make it right.
Okay, there it is. All right, so listen, we're going to get in. Let me see if we got one of your tracks in here, because I know it's been a while since you...
Yeah, I think you got
one.
Get Paid, yo. I think you got Get Paid on that joint. What's your name?
So.
Yo, like, I'm gonna shoot that video in Delaware.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, like, when I was playing
in Delaware.
It's the downtown area of Wilmington has, like, more of, like, a corporate feel to me. And, you know, like, I'm talking about getting paid, but I'm talking about getting paid in more ways than just, you know, they money and stuff like that, you know? So it's going to be like an oxymoron, you know, because
right.
I'm in this suit, but I'm talking about hustling at the same time, and you're going to see Chase Bank and all them. You know, I mean, you've been downtown,
right.
Woman, so you're going to see, like, all them joints and stuff. And
okay.
Hopefully I can have nice little ladies as assistant outfits, you know, they interview attire and, yeah.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it. I do have it in here, so I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it for me.
Yeah, I'm honored. Like, I'm definitely happy, yo, because, like, I just wanted to talk, but she's going to play my music on Air Out Radio. This is my song called Get Paid. This video is coming soon. You know what I'm saying? The shot's going to be in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm thinking about rebating people their money, like, you know what I'm saying, to take the train down there, like, you know what I'm saying, to come down there and support, because I know Delaware is far, so... You know, by the time the video comes shoot, I'll be able to, you know what I mean, rebate y'all money, get on that regional rail, come out for me, you know what I'm saying? Get paid on Air It Out Radio.
What would you do for the money? What would you do for the money? Would you leave this house?
Let's see what I'm doing, y'all. Yeah. I'm a man with a dollar and a dream in the city where you gotta earn just to earn your keep. The time is the key. Put my job for a week. Sun up to sundown, then I'm out on my leave. I'm BRB. I'm chasing money, that's GTG. The game, no, I'm coming. TTYLCU. I sell, work well with the vision. Getting it infinite. We living for winning, cause it's real out here. Never been for profit. Cockpit, flight in, flight in a rocket. Like get shit flying, merchandise for dollars, digits in my pocket, cop and survival gear, we fucking right in gear, icy red, chill shit, meridian for dealers, still doing federal notes, post-state box, letters and code, for that escrow, that's the goal, money dictate, hundreds in state, suck it in bank, time to get paid, money dictate, hundreds in state, suck it in bank, time to get paid, money dictate, cash and gold, cash to gold, gold to cash, throw it back, make a flip, bring it in, patiently we will get rich, never overnight, forever in this life, it's the light of opportunity, come put it on your side, look up in the eyes with the pyramids, apparently, see your reflection on the canopy, kicking big, dope boy money, dope boy hundreds, smoke more blunts and blow like 700, Daytona drive, ride gutter, only stunt when I accomplish. Fuck all the nonsense. In this game, LeBron and throwing up the powder. Connected, I said it without the Johnson and Johnson. Every block stock tip, every hood a option to clock it like G-Shot. You think I just be hip hop? Nah, that's peace and rhymes. You see, I beat my time, fulfill the streets' desire with the streets' desire. Money, big face, hundreds in the state, tuck it in bank, time to get paid. Hey, money, big face, hundreds in the state, tuck it in bank, time to get paid. Get paid, hey, money, big face, hundreds in the state, tuck it in bank, time to get paid, hey, money, big face, hundreds in the state, tuck it in bank, time to get paid, hey.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. Listen, when I come behind the scenes, make sure y'all ready, okay, because I don't be having it long to talk to you. So try to make it quick so I can figure out what song you about to play and all that good stuff, all right? So anyway, we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to 1080, Air It Out Radio.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Chrissy. I'd like to request a song.
Who you want to request, babe?
Empire, If You Want It, Come and Get It.
Oh, where's Empire at? He not coming on the show. He playing around over there. All right, so listen, what's his Facebook and Twitter? You wanna give us info out? You know it?
We don't really know it.
What? How are you not gonna know his info?
His Facebook
really
is Paul Leschner.
Okay.
At Facebook.com.
Right.
I don't have a Twitter.
Okay. All right. So, which song are we requesting again?
If you want it, come get it.
If you want it, come get it. All right. There it is. Air it out radio.
Empire in the nitwit. Empire in the nitwit. You know what it is, cutthroats. Something new, you know. Y'all want to come get it. Early. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow. And I be riding through the city with my system bumping loud. Everybody hear the music, everybody coming out.
Now,
summertime flow. Make the ladies run around. I can take them real high, then I gotta shut it down. Everybody start jumping,
everybody start rocking.
I don't drink, but the bottle still popping. I ain't stopping in the studio till I see a mill, bitch. Rappers try to kill the game, but actually they killed it. So I'm here to bring it back. Where my team at? Pure white coke to Pro Tools, I don't need crack. This is my life, fuck you when you feed that. Cause where I'm from, there been a lot of rest in peace cats. Grew up on an island, wildin' since a young buck. Two fingers in the air, I ain't giving one fuck. Two bitches by my side, but I ain't giving one up. I'm just kidding, had to throw them in a dump truck. They all trash, bright future, dark past. I'm riding with no brakes, hope the car don't crash. Don't ask shit that you don't want an answer to. Life is like a microphone, just watch out who you pass. And I haven't made a dime off rap, but every bar that I spit is like a flip. I'm trying to grind off that. Every line is crack. I got something for your nose and your ears and your mouth. When you hear this, better shout.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow.
They want the heart again, no problem. I do that right, fella. Been waiting to excel to get my groove back like Stella. Now I got my groove back, it's like move back, fella. So hot a crowd full of ghosts, couldn't boo that fella. No wilder than most, just as do that fella. Cause head to head for the bread, I'ma do that fella. Watch me do that fella. Black and blue that fella. Till he collapse in the rematch, Rocky do that fella. Keep the eye of the tiger, I'ma take in the wall. That push that old man till we die, club a ring in the ball. Study my flow, know my raps is like I'm training the ball. Cause I blow smoke and ride a track like it's a train in the ball. Two sides, two souls, two brains in the ball. Dark night, but in the light, Bruce Wayne in the ball. Carry the heat all by myself, he waiting the ball. Now my team call me the king, it's James in the ball. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow.
If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. If you want it, come get it. All my niggas is with it.
Got my fitted down low, 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 low. Got my motherfucking pedal to the flow, flow, flow.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. August the 2nd, the Air It Out Radio tour, and also about that life auditions, okay? It's going down. Make sure y'all pay attention to my Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. It's really going to be nutty. Also, too, September the 27th, I do have another event coming up. I'll tell y'all more details about that as time goes on. I have I have an audition for the Trump Casino. Right, I'll let y'all know about that, too. We're opening for that, and it's a paid gig. So we'll talk more. I'll let y'all know. Make sure y'all pay attention to the website and Facebook and Twitter. But most of the details are right here on Air It Out Radio. Y'all get them first before anybody else does. Okay, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to this 7543.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Amber. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Mass. I called a request that Max Money Money Season song.
okay, all right. Shout out to yeah. Max Money.
She's like, yep. I want to give a shout out to Spaceship Studios as well and Roundtable and MGE.
Oh, Roundtable?
Yeah.
Okay. Where you from with this the 978 number? Where's that at?
Yeah, that's from Fitchburg, Mass.
Oh, Fitchburg.
I actually
okay.
go with Max Money.
I love it when the girls call in.
Yeah, I
love it when
I
was
my baby
song. There you go. That's right. Represent him. Which is Facebook and Twitter, so, you know.
It's Max 5 Money.
Max 5? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, there it is.
Max
5? So, Max 5?
What is that? Max 5
Max
Money
5?
At Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
What was that?
Go ahead and introduce this track for me.
I wanted to request Max Money's Money Season. It's coming out for a second mixtape.
All right, there it is. Air it out radio.
Money feed, money feed. Time to chop the bricks up. Stop, hit the block, make it pop. Money gang, we racked up. Running hard, switching gears. Move that boy aside, yeah, shine light. Yeah, nigga, we got it here. I'm a hustler, baby. Fuck you, pay me. Play me short. You must be brazy. Kill your fam, kidnap your lady. Slash that, we slash that. No love, cheap, or hate rap. Flush them out and set the trap. Hit them up and leave them flat. G-Shine. Damn it, so many. Bitches on my dick. Most of them scandalous. Plotting on my riches. All you getting is a nutty. Chopping with some silly niggas. I max with them Billy.
What up, Billy?
Expose them like cash. Max on that gilly shit. Shout out to my Philly friends. Squad, Gilly Kid. Major figure, I'm major, nigga. She connected, respect this nigga. Gang related, she check this nigga. Move right, I leave you, nigga. Strap up, get clapped up. Either way, I'm gunning, nigga. Max M dollar sign. Got that juice, very fine. Homie, that's a snapper. Dumb nigga, read between the lines. Money season. Money season,
nigga. Boy, Max M dollar sign, nigga. Anyway. Money. It's money. Yeah. Jersey, nigga.
Okay, Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Max Money, all right? We got to get some more tracks in there, Max Money. I like that joint. You got a girl calling up. See, I like it when the girls call up. You know, they show love. Show love. That's right, ladies. Do your thing. All right, also, too, shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Philly, the whole Tri-State area. Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter and, you know, tweet all your stuff, your YouTubes, and any events that y'all got going on so I can retweet all that stuff. And also, too, July the 18th, I'll be at TGIF Fridays on City Line Avenue. All right? At 10 o'clock, it starts the giveaways. They do all kind of stuff there. I'm going to be a judge, so I'm super excited. I'm going to try to videotape it this time. Last time, I videotaped it, but I lost my phone, so I'm not doing it from my phone. I'm going to do it from my iPad this time. Shout out to Chaz. He'll be out there, and that'll be his first time coming through. So definitely come through if y'all can. Let me see. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to... Blah, 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 blah. Where's my daggone thing at? Oh, there you go. All right, we're going to go to 7915, Air It Out Radio.
There it is. What up, what up?
There it is. Am I saying it right? I always say it wrong.
No, that's right. That's that Jersey in you.
You know what, Emerge. All right, so let everybody know who's on the line.
That was good. It's Nonfiction, a.k.a. Bumpy Nonsense. Y'all can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Nonfiction100. That's Nonfiction100.
Okay. You know there's another Bumpy Johnson, right?
Nah, Bumpy Johnson... Was He was the original gangster that Frank Lucas was the driver for. But I'm Bumpy Nonsense with an N.
You Bumpy Nonsense. Okay. Yeah, I know. There's one that's following me, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that not? I thought maybe you had another piece, so it's Bumpy Nonsense. Okay, all right. So
yeah,
what's going
on
with you?
I ain't got no bump on my Johnson.
You know what? All right, so what's your opinion about the whole Trayvon situation?
Yeah, wait, what'd you say? Oh, what happened?
You know what? What's your whole situation about the Trayvon? What's your opinion?
Man, honestly, I didn't sit in the courtroom. I'm not going to say too much, but I didn't firsthand that same exact scenario, not as far as what took place, but as far as when you already been paid off and you know what your verdict is walking into the courtroom. I've seen it. I've seen how the prosecution acts, how they act with each other, and I can already tell that he took care of the tab, you know what I'm saying? That the judge sat down, had dinner with his lawyer, and everything was good money. Like, I didn't see people get off like that, but not for nothing like that. Like, that shit crazy. But, of course, I'm having relatives in the judicial system and all of that, and then the politics involved. He managed to get off, and it's nothing new,
yeah.
But at least it went viral and struck some kind of awareness for people, you know, to try to make some kind of a difference and stand up for something.
Right.
I mean, I'm down North Philly right now, and it'd be murders down here 24/7, and them don't.
I know, that's what I don't get. It's
like,
a lot of other
people
dying. I mean, ain't no, not to take away from them, but it's like, you know, people dying every day, like, you know, and they don't even do half of what. I wish we could all do this for everybody that dies. You know, that's how people. So we can't do that for everybody, not just one person, you know. So
yeah, I feel that. Like, a lot of people are saying that, but then again, sometimes it takes a lot to finally open people's eyes and make them realize how serious it is. Like, it takes something big like Jenna 6 or something like Rosa Parks. Like, it takes something extreme that the media actually allows the people to have access to, because a lot of it, it'll be then happening in your neighborhood and you won't even know it. You'll just see the caution tape and not know what happened and never made the news, and then it goes away. So when the media actually lets it out and the people are exposed to it firsthand and able to get all the details that they let out, I think it's a good opportunity to raise awareness and get people to want to do something, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's the stuff. All right, so what's going on with nonfiction?
Man, I'm out here. I didn't turn from a artist to a damn promoter. Like, I'm doing this event. I'm doing this event with my man, Miz Corleone, man. Shout out, Miz. Y'all follow him. MIZZ_Corleone. CORLEONE. But yeah, man, he a promoter / basketball player. He plays for Texas State. And, you know, he's out of school right now, so he's down here promoting back in the city where he's from, and we put together this event. It's at 1800 on the 19th. It's a Playboy launch party. We basically just try to kick off the energy drink at 1800, since we're going to be selling it there. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a couple of exotic dancers. We're going to have some giveaways. We're giving away the bunny ears to the best dress. You know, we just want to have a lot of fun that night. It's a lot of different hosts. We got Olivia. She a rap artist. Maybe down with Becky's. We got Monster Ass. She's a video vixen. Got who else? We're going to have Back to Basics, Real Raps TV in the building. Shout out EA. Like, they always support the movement. Shout out Gilly. I just hopped on.
Oh, that's who Back to Basics is? Because they found, I didn't know who they was. That's EA right
there?
Yeah, that's
EA. Okay. That's his own. He got his own TV show.
I didn't know
that.
He's
going to start to pick up a little bit. All right,
cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, shout out to EA, man. They hit me up. He got me on Gilly Mixtape. I did a track with Gil, Chloe, F Chain and Pluto Deva. Called
so how is it? How is it taking us the transition from artist to promoter? Like, is it harder? Which one you like better?
Man, this shit crazy. Like, literally, the last 2 weeks. Like, my homie, he a diehard promoter. And see, I'm not used to diehard promoters. I'm not going to shout out names, but promoters who make a flyer, put it on Instagram and Twitter, post it, tell people to post it, and then wait and see who show up. Like, I'm used to that. So we done printed up, like, 10,000 flyers, and every single day from the time we get up and leave the crib till the last club let out, we just gone from place to place. Like, we left West Philly earlier. We stopped by Voltage. They had a fish fire earlier. We was out there promoting. Then we went down to some spot called Cooper's down Wyoming. And now we down north at Rose Lounge down here promoting. And, man, he's trying to get to another let out after this. That shit is too much, man. This shit crazy.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. But we got a lot of people concerned, though.
Yeah, I apologize for going out.
You got to interact with the people. Like, they not going to just come out on the strength of a picture on Instagram or Facebook. You got to engage, you know, go a little bit of flirtation with a couple ladies, get them the one to come out. Entice the dudes with the chick that's on the flyer, get them the one to come out. I'm saying, then of course you got the free giveaways, so that's always a plus, making people want to come to get them free shots for 20 grand and the $2 shots before 11. Like, we got a lot going on.
Exactly.
So you need to come to the fire. Like, why you don't ever come to 1800, man? I'll never see you down there.
Well, first of all, let me explain. Last time I've been there, let me see, when was the last time?
I'm not letting you explain.
What? Why can't I explain?
You're not coming
out.
I know you explain.
You just asked me. So let me explain, right? Last time I was there, I was with Sherry. So I had a ride. And but the time before that, I got stuck there. So I was going to a Charlie Mack concert, and I got stuck there. So it's hard for me. I told you this already. I told you that it's hard for me to come out there. You know I'm super independent, and I don't have a whip. So that's my issue.
But
and
I told you that you
I don't
have
like waiting on people. When I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go.
Exactly.
I don't be waiting on nobody.
And if you're ready to go.
They're going to be like, let me take fire back. No, they're not going to do all that.
Nah, this ain't the old blood money. Like, we got people that don't do nothing but that. Like, if we run out of something behind the bar, they run to go get it. If we need something from the store, they get it. If we need somebody picked up, they go pick them up. If somebody drops off, they drop them off. Like, we got people running errands the whole night.
Well, I know. Gina said she was thinking about coming, and I told her I might try to make it to the one on Saturday. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Yeah, that's going to be a real birthday party. That's going to be turned up, too. Like, AK birthday party Friday. Yeah, like AK birthday Friday, like, and then Roe birthday Saturday. So we just gonna
turn
up.
That's a lot of birthdays in 1 month.
Yeah, they back to back. So
why y'all just have one birthday or like one birthday event all together?
Cause AK the one that be having all the girls turned up on the dance floor, so. He want his birthday to be on the night when everybody's going to be dancing. There's going to be some dancers, money thrown, bottles popped. He want to be in the party atmosphere. Like, bro, he's trying to give away money. So his party, you know, it's going to be performances, and then he's going to give away $1,800. So he giving away money for his birthday. I'm kind of leaning toward AK, but... Both parties are gonna be popping though. Like we gonna
y'all giving away money on your own birthday. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all
you crazy. Give away a stack. So I don't know why he took it up from a stack back up to 1800. But yeah,
that's
right.
But what
birthday.
Tell them what they gotta do to get into the event.
I don't know. You just gotta call the number on the flyer. You gotta hit up.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Yeah, you got to hit up Team No Sleep, bro, on Instagram. Or it's all over my Instagram, too. You'll see the Hot Damn It flyer. Or you could type in Hot Damn It on the hashtag, John, it'll come right up. And the number on the flyer, the contact is Nisa Showell, and she's doing all the registrations. We only accepting 20 artists into that showcase because we don't want the whole when do I perform, people not getting their time. We don't do that. So I don't know how many we got. I know we was in the teens, so there's probably like 5 or less slots left. But, yeah, the Hot Damn It flyer, you can go to my Instagram, nonfiction100. And the numbers on the flyer or the info, I think it's like $1 and some change to register. And first place won 1,000, second place won 500, third place won 300. So giving away 1,800 total.
And would they get a 5-minute set, 10-minute, or what?
I believe it's either a 10-minute set or 2 songs, however you decide to break it. Some people can take a 10-minute set and do like 4 tracks. They want their whole repertoire heard.
I know
that,
right?
Do 2 songs and, you know, engage. Like, the only thing with that is nice to let people hear a bunch of different shit, but if they only hear your hook once, it's not likely to stick in the head, so you kind of want more of your song to go. But I don't know, that's just my advice.
Okay. You got anything else you
want to
let everybody know about?
No, man. Friday, y'all need to be at 1800 Smith and Burks. You got $2 shots all the way until 11. It's only $5 before 10:30. We're going to have giveaways. We got the Playboy Energy drink, which is going to be turned up. We got 2 of the Playboy models coming down. They're going to do some exotic dancing. We got Vixens that's going to be dancing. We got...
Y'all got the pose, too, right?
Yeah, we got 2 poles in that joint. So it's 1 on stage and 1 down by the bar. So if you just by the bar drinking, you just want to have some fun, do that. If you think you the shit and you want to go up and show off real quick, then hop on stage and do your thing. Like, we ain't mad at you.
Wow. Imagine getting your performance and then having a chick in the background doing a, sliding down on
yeah, the last time I did that, I was getting smacked with money. It was bad. That wasn't too pleasant. We was in New York and Sterling down on stage throwing money at the strippers while we performing, and we getting smacked with money. Like, that's so disrespectful. I ain't gonna hold you. But it was popping though.
Well, you know, they're about to get rid of the dollar, so I don't know what the stripper's going to do with the coins. You know what I mean?
Get rid of the change? No,
yeah,
they're going to bring the $2 bills back out.
They're going to bring
them $2 bills back out and really get that bread. Then niggas going to be selective with their stacks. Niggas going to be getting 500 ones instead of a stack. Like, fuck that. You getting 500 twos.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so what track we getting into tonight?
Oh, damn. I don't know what you got, man.
You know what?
You got Bada Bing.
What is it?
Bada Bing, B-A-D-A, B-I-N-G.
I don't think I got that. Oh, yes, I do. Yay, woo! Okay, go ahead and introduce
yourself. Well, yeah, man. I don't know. It's still being debated. Y'all let me know. This might be my next single dropping on iTunes towards September. It's called Bada Bing. It's crazy. They love it at the strip clubs in Atlanta. Tri-State, y'all let me know what y'all think about it. I know we got a lot of cities and states on the line right now. So hit me up on the Instagram, nonfiction100. And tell me what y'all think about this track, Bada Bing.
Bada bang, 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 bada Diamond dot FIC. That's around, I got respect. Used to do it for the love, now I'm all about the check. I ain't got no fake chains hanging all around my neck. Rather buy some real estate and stack up for that private jet. Phone ringing off the hook, I got all my groupies wet. Money flipping double, triple, I just got a new connect. Looking for a super freak, about to get a super wet. Get back on my super grind until I get a super check. I laugh every time they talk, cause they be talking funny. I heard them mention Washington, they can't be talking money. All I know is Benjamin, that's Jackson Franklin cousin. I sack them by the 24, I rack them by the dozen. I'm riding, swerving, dipping, curving, state to state, I'm whipping. Rubber bands and buckets out, I'm counting all my chickens. Stuffing bread up in my safe, I call that shit Thanksgiving. You'll never catch me in the West unless I got my flipping. It go boom! Then he stressed me. You could tell that by my leg. I done got my money up. You could tell that by my pay. I could pick your bunny up. You could tell that by my sway. I could straight from A to K. I'm ballin' like I got a J. Haters do what y'all gon' do. Bitches say what y'all gon' say. Try to hate and sit with me. Find your body by the bay. Oh yeah, by the way, bring that drama around my way. This AK make you disappear. Bada boom, bada bay. Be gone, double cup sipping, we on. 100, we strong. Every day we hustle, keep going. Till we get up in that top spot. Now they wanna plot on my spot. Wanna play hard to my shot. Turn right into a drop top. But convertible, who heard it? Not a soul around my way. Flexing on the internet, always got a lot to say. Hating on me cause I'm out here getting money by the way. Bosses talk to bosses, you a worker, I said back your pay. Boom!
Radio is a bitch. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, okay? 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's still on the line banging with me. We're going to keep it moving. All right, shout out to Nonfiction. I like that joint, okay? I like that joint. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1910, Air It Out Radio. Hello? 1910. That's you. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. All right, I'm going to go to 4257.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Terry Cass, man.
Terry Cass? You like Terry Cass, bitch? Like, didn't you just talk to me about it?
Nah, you
don't. But look, no, but you know what? I got to, like, make it feel like I don't know who it is. So I know who it is, but they don't know who it is, you know.
Yeah, it's been a minute, though. You know, I missed out on a few shows, though. It's been a little minute.
Oh, it's good. What's going on? You here now?
I'm here.
So what's going on, Terry?
Not much. Just maintaining. I can say that. Just maintaining. Promotion. Trying to get it out, though.
Okay. As you should. So, Terry Cash, I got to ask you about the whole situation with Trayvon Martin. What's your opinion on that real quick?
You know, I'm going to keep all my comments, criticisms, and all that to myself because, you know, I feel like God know what happened and God got everything in control, you feel me? He get the last judgment, so, you know, I'm going to let him handle that.
I know that's right. That's kind of how I feel, too. Like, I feel like all the end out well. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody has their day, so that's what
it'll work itself out. You know, ain't no pressure. It'll work itself out.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me. We all see the maker. I don't give a damn. We all see the maker, you know? So, all right, so what's going on with Terry? Like, you been gone for a minute. Now you back. What's going on?
Well, as of right now, you know, I'm working on a little mixtape right now. That's about it. Working on a little mixtape, trying to, you know, do a little show. Me and one of my partners, Cool Cat from down this way in Miami, we got a little show this Friday at an open mic showcase at the Pink Star Lounge down here in Miami.
Wow. Okay.
That's really it, you know, promotion and doing shows and working on a mixtape, trying to get it out there.
What's the weather like down there?
Man, it's been raining like fuck down here, man. Raining.
Good. I'm glad y'all getting some rain because we've been rained on for I don't know how long. We was getting it bad down here.
Yeah.
So, matter of fact, it might still be raining. Nah, it's cool. We cool. Good, good. All right, so, so you down in Miami and everything is popping down there. So, besides the mixtape, what else you got going on?
That's really about it. Just music and more music. That's it, you know. That's my main focus right now. You can't have too many other distractions, you feel me, when you're doing this music. So, you know, that's the only way you make them dreams come true. You got to stick with it. No distraction.
Okay. All right, that's what's up, yeah. What do you feel like girls is more distraction than, let me see. Girls is a distraction, baby mamas, and what else could I say is a distraction? These fools out here in the street, like the haters and all that. Which one you feel is more a distraction?
I never feel like a woman is a distraction, you feel me? I never have a, you know, women problem, you know. That's never a distraction of mine, but, you know, every now and then you have a hater that might step in the way, but, you know, you just got to move their ass out the way, you know. Can't let them distract you.
You know?
Nah, you can't never let them get in the way. You doing something right when you know you got haters, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I love them. There's a lot of them out there, too. But we need them, though. We need them around. You know?
True.
What would the world be? What would the world be? Okay, so you got anything else you want to drop? You want to let everybody know about?
No, I just want to give a personal shout-out to my partner. He tuned in, too, you feel me? My partner, Cool Cat, from down in Way 305. He also on his lawn. There's a new single with me right now. It's called Never Lie, featuring Cool Cat. We turned
okay.
up.
Okay. What up, Cool Cat? All right, so let me see if we got that drawn in here. You know how I be sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we got it in here. I'm not really sure. Hold on.
Better
is it under Cool Cat? He said I better
have
it.
No, it's... So what now?
No, I see it in here. Yeah, you never lie. See, I would have been looking for just the Cool Cat. All right, so it's Never Lie, just that. Okay. All right, so go ahead and introduce that joint for me.
All right. This new joint here is Never Lie by Terry Cash featuring Cool Cat. Turn up.
Don't breathe it.
I thought I'd never lie, never swear to keep it real, keep it real, keep it real.
Yeah.
Put on for my city, shout out to where I live, where I live, where I live.
Cash, nigga, what
it do? I thought I'd never lie.
New game plan, got my head straight. Ain't playing, man, you bust fake. No animosity, it's plenty love lost. Cause from you, all I felt was hate. All I did was try to give, nigga. All you did was try to take. From me, no blank, I own. I'm switching lanes. Got something for you, fake homie. But why you snapping? Ain't you supposed to be a cool cat? Hell, I thought he was a real nigga. But apparently, they ain't prove that. So screw that. Take a seat, nigga. It's my turn to eat, nigga. And I ain't breaking none of you pussies off. You motherfucking leech, niggas. I'm heated up like Wade, nigga. Still rapping that date, nigga. I see you hating with no goals and a half.
off, I need to take a breath. I made a quick right, they made a left, made a pep rally for you sitting ducks. I turned up and I took a step. You stay behind, you ain't step with me. That show far, that show lost. It was hella Chiefs and no Indians, but in reality, want no boss. Talk facts, nigga, you'll always be a whack, nigga. And I'm always stay prayed up, getting sacks, niggas. Cool cat, nigga, let me rap, nigga. What's that, nigga?
I ain't never gonna lie to you. I'ma keep it 100 too. If you ain't real, I'll fuck with you. Y'all hate, nigga, no love for you.
Up on my pivot, ain't no limits to my destination. I'm well known in my city. Everywhere I go, I vibe with all the real niggas. Everywhere I go, I'm seen with all them real killers. Everywhere I go, I'm club with different drug dealers. Just might catch me by myself before I'm seen with fuck niggas. Shout out to my niggas in the A, that G stack of shit. Scale game made circle shit. Opa like a bitch. I'm a real nigga, got respect for everybody. Click. Vow to never fight about a show, that's everybody, bitch. It's enough money for the world, that's everybody lit. East, west, north, south, side, gotta represent. Shout out to them niggas that respect another nigga grind. It's some fuck niggas that don't like to see a nigga shine. Ever heard a nigga say I'm pussy? Swear that nigga lying. Nigga told the streets I wasn't trapping, now this nigga burn.
I ain't never gonna lie to you. I'ma keep it 100 too. If you ain't real, I'll fuck with you. Y'all hate nigga, no love for you. Y'all hate nigga, no love for you.
Air It Out Radio is Savage Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad. Let me go to my Facebook. I got a couple shout-outs here. Shout-out to Banksy's hitting me up on Facebook. And also, too, I don't even know how to pronounce your name over here. Oscary Shine. You know I'm terrible with names. Why y'all want to do this to me? All right, shout out to A-Shawn. I'm going to just say A-Shawn. I just gave you a shout out. So shout out to you. And shout out to Arlene Weston. All right, so shout out to her. Also, too, let me go to my Twitter real quick and see if there's anybody. Shout out to Cindy. Make sure y'all hit her up. And she got her information posted. I just retweeted it about her events that she has coming up. And also, too, about her new show that she has on Mondays before me, which is 7 and 9 on UE Radio. What is it called again? It's called, oh, man, I'm going to note that. I had wrote it down somewhere. But she's going to kill me for that. I did write it down somewhere. Oh, there you go. Okay, there you go. It's called, it's the Real Recognize Real. Real Recognize Real, I think it is. All right, so shout out to her, and she's on UE, and I think it starts August the 5th. Yeah, so make sure y'all check her out and show her some love. She'll be at the Air It Out Radio Tour, and y'all can ask her whatever questions y'all need to and get all up in her business. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. Shout out to Terry Cash for stopping through and showing some love. Shout out to Ran Live. Benji was on the line. I guess he had to go. Shout out to Benji Jones and also first name Pusha, Diamond, what up, and also Empire's girlfriend, what's up, baby, and Iron Mike, who was on earlier. Dante Diesel, I came to you, I don't know what's going on, I'll come to you in a few and come back to you. All right, so we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to, blah, 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 blah. Where am I at? 5184.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
What's up?
Bam, Bam on the 16 bars.
Okay. I love y'all names. Y'all just be adding Now, watch next week when you call in. You're going to be like, Bama 16 bars, United States of America.
You know what I mean?
Nah,
y'all be just adding extra.
I'm just gonna be like, this is Bama. This is like, just cut everything out. This is Bama.
Okay, all right. So what's going on, Bama?
Chilling right now, grinding, getting my hustle on. That's about it.
Right, okay. And you're new to the show, right? This is your first time, right? Was you on
last
week?
This is my first time. Yeah, I'm a virgin to the show.
Yes, woo! Thanks. That used to be my drop when I first came on the show. Yeah, I lost it. I don't know what happened. I need to get it back over there. Get it back. So, what's your whole opinion about the whole Trayvon Martin situation?
You know what? That's one of those things where, oh, God, that's crazy. As far as I can say, I just, like, was in disbelief. That just, the whole situation was crazy. It just seemed like it wasn't real as far as, like,
right.
The prosecution, the questions, the people on the stand. I mean, everything just seemed like it was thrown together so fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything was thrown together so fast. Even the case went through fast. To me, it seemed like it went through fast.
It was fast.
Like everything was,
it was
fast. Wasn't it? It was like everything was so fast, and then I ain't never seen a jury of six women, and I'm like, man, what is going on? What is this?
Yeah, it was fast. And I watched a lot of trials, and that was super fast. And they almost done? That shit was super fast.
Yeah, I was like the same way. I mean, I was on Facebook. And my Facebook, my whole timeline was, waiting for the verdict. And I was like, waiting for the verdict? Ain't no damn verdict going to be this damn fast. And I'd be down. It was like, done. And I was like, huh? I was like, I hit the Scooby-Doo mouth like, oh, it's like, it's over? Like, the fuck? Damn. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So what's going on with Bama? What's going on with you?
Well,
where you from?
Huh?
Where you from?
What happened?
I said, where you from? He said, what happened?
I'm from Alabama, but I live in North Carolina right now, repping at NC.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, just explaining what you got going on.
Well, I'm about to drop my mixtape on called Clubs and Subwoofers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody can relate to being in clubs and subwoofers. So I'm about to drop that. Pushing my single right now called Bullshit that I sent you. I got a couple of meetings. Matter of fact, I got to head to Charlotte. I got to head to Charlotte tomorrow and sit down and talk with a couple of important people to get some stuff popped off before the summer ends. And I'm just grinding. That's pretty much it. Let everybody hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. Just go to Bama Mr. 16 Bars and y'all hit me up. You can chop something
Bama
up.
Bama Mr.
16
Bars. Why they call you Mr. 16 Bars? Like, what's the situation?
Well, when I was living in Texas and my old manager gave me that name, he used to call me Mr. 16 Bars and he used to call me the 16 Bar Assassin or something. So, you know what I'm saying? I just ran with that. And then I call myself Bama because that's where I was born and raised. I wanted to, like, wherever I go, I just wanted to let people know, look, this is where I'm from. I'm proud of where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is.
Right. I like that, though. All right. So we're going to see next week what you want. You know, when you call back in, we're going to see if we still sticking to that. You'll probably have something else added on watch.
No, I'm going to change it then. I'm going to call up and be like,
you're
my name is Chewbacca 123. Yeah, Chewbacca 123.
Alright, so I know you got a track in. What track we gonna get in tonight?
Hey, that bullshit, the uncut version.
Alright. Give them your Facebook, Twitter, and then we gonna go ahead and give us that drawing.
Hey, y'all hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Bama, B-A-M-A, Mr. M-R, number 16 Bars. Y'all hit me up, we can chop it up a little bit online. Know what I'm talking about? Got the grind. Then y'all finna hear my new track called Bullshit with my girl. Fire!
There it is.
Air
it Out Radio. Bama!
Y'all never been through any kind of bullshit in your life? Talking to people lying to you. Saying what they gonna do and never do.
Man, I don't trust half of that shit you say, because you never do ever talk about it every day. Get your phones up and leave these hoes alone. I just wrote $1 million song and put it in my phone. I'm chasing Taylor just like Chesapeake on a Tito fan. I'm getting money. If you don't like that, you can kiss my ass. I go hard my ass off. That's why I rap my ass off. You do never with your damn life. Don't blame me like it's my fault. I know y'all tired of that bullshit. That's why I spit these rhymes out like it's a full clip. Reload, y'all niggas standing there like free throws. Hustle don't stop everywhere that we go. We go, my 9 million, my amigo. He fucking hard-headed. That nigga here, psycho.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 2812. Airitout Radio, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? Who's this?
Okay, I'm requesting Genius 16 Boy Killer.
Yeah, but who's this, though?
ATL Georgia, Junior, baby.
Oh, okay. That's the stuff. All right, so you got Genius's Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff, so we can give him a shout out and all that.
You can find me at MallShopper97 on Twitter. I'm at Genius97 on Instagram. And I'm at MarkDunnFacebook.com. And I'm all over the internet, SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? ATL Georgia representing.
Hi, right, Georgia. Okay. All right, go ahead and introduce that joint for me.
Excuse me?
All right, go ahead and introduce it for me.
Okay, this is 16 Bar Killer by Genius. Yeah, yeah.
This is a D-Hands production.
Hey, you know, Halloween right around the corner. Bruh. Don't get caught out there. On the mic.
That's right.
Without spitting, 16.
Oh, my Quincy Jones shit. Michael Jackson Thriller. Not Jason, not Freddy. The 16 Bar Killer.
That's right.
It's the 16 Bar Killer.
Kill them with my verses, long black hearses. Born to win, ain't no way you can curse this. Bank account on slow, I'm talking 10-0. My neck, my wrist, minus 20 below. At the line, taking shots, I'm knocking down free throws. 4S, 3T's, round blowing polo. Chevy boxed up, rap game then change. Give me the mic, Lego, and put some life in this game. Pushing foreign whip with zero mileage. Got my swag extra stupid. Look how I style it. Mark Jacobs saying so. I'm doing my thing. Got them supermodel chicks and not a plain game. Before them critics talk shit, I tie my verse to the hook. I ain't the average rapper. My life is a book. Call the source the double SL. My picture you frame. I'm rap royalty. Hip hop run through my veins. Oh, my Quincy Jones shit. Michael Jackson Thriller. Not Jason, not Freddy. The 16 Bar Killer.
That's right.
It's the 16 Bar Killer. It's the 16 Bar Killer. Oh, my Quincy Jones shit. Michael Jackson Thriller. Not Jason, not Freddy. The 16 Bar Killer.
That's right.
It's the 16 Bar Killer.
It's the 16 Bar Killer.
Breaking news, this is Bob Smith,
from WARP. I have this guy going around murdering people. I got an innocent bystander right here.
Yeah, right here.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
What did he do?
Man, he's murdering people. He's in the career.
Really?
Yeah.
Killing people.
Taking them off.
Hey,
face.
Make sure you get that on the camera. Make sure you get it on the camera. Okay, it's gonna be a great story.
Hey, we're
gonna
shout out to
Pookie.
Hey,
back up. Give me the mic and I'ma kill it. Ain't nobody tighter. BD and shift kit and a blacked out Viper. Getting money like G. It's some dude's dream. Burned the number so much so off a counting machine. Offshore bank account, the boy got it made. Stock market did crash. I'm on the beach in the shade. Time is money, don't like to waste either. With my vows and nouns, I make you a believer. Game turns up all the way past 10. Triple OG status, I'm a businessman. Topic of discussion, it's all about my bread. Who really cares what a hater think? My family said. Laws of separation is what got me this far. You got your bomb in your pocket trying to jump in my car. Pockets got them up when I come off tour. That's my manager, yes sir, now do the bank transfer.
Airdot Radio is the true fire. Make sure you check out the website, airdotradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in one. Shout out to Genius. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 4980, Airdot Radio.
You already know.
You already know. R&D
Air
in the building.
No,
I Jersey. What's good?
Shout
what's
out
good?
To
wifey,
Jersey.
What's up?
Jersey.
There
yeah,
you
shout
go.
Out to the wife, the family, Takeover Inc. Shout out to my Atlanta family going heavy on the mic on the 1-2 tonight. Yeah, I mean, Takeover
okay.
All the way around the board, international, all the way back to UK. Let's get it. But
all right. Well,
shout
I know,
out to you, Fire.
I know you. Thank you. I'm trying. I know you tired. You know, you're just getting off work making them donuts.
Yeah. Gotta get it.
That's right. Get your money. All right, so you
Definitely.
Got any shows and all that stuff? I know you got the whole voice coming up. You got anything else popping?
I got the show on the 27th. I know you got that show out there that I just figured out. Found out I ain't going to be able to make that one. But I'm gonna definitely make the one in August.
Okay.
And right after that, 28th we got The Voice. The 27th, Wildwood, Stardust, the R&B Extravaganza. If y'all wanna come out and see some incredible R&B talent, come holler at your boy. I might even play my keys, do something different. So you never know. Check that out. Got some more shows coming up, all over. We in Georgia, Miami, everything before the summer's out. So for more information about bookings and shows and stuff like that, if you want to be there, follow us. We got a nice little fan base now. Just go on to takeoverinc.com and go into updates and venues and showcases and stuff like that, and you'll see all the information.
Besides that,
you know, I'm just chilling, you know, airing it out with my chick Fire. Shout out to all the aired outers, you know. Shout out to my team, Takeover Inc. Y'all know who you is. Shout out to my sister, Charlie Kane. Jay Skeezy, you know what I mean? And the rest of the Takeover,
okay.
And my wife, of course. But,
all right, Diamond, that's right. All right,
yeah,
so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter?
Look for me, find me, listen to my music, understand it. I'm one of the illest writers you ever find, or anybody could ever, you know what I mean? My name is R&B, stands for Ready and Better Than Any Competition. But, R&B Irv, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, for publishing, for writing, anything like that. I'm under BMI, so everything's legit. You get at me, you know what I mean? I get back at you, you know, inbox me, Gmail, R&B Irv, whatever. So let's get it. We're going to get into this jump right here.
I'm ready to go back.
Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me at 347-677-1163. We toward the end of the show, so we're going to keep it moving. All right. Shout out to Dante Mizo. I know he was on a little earlier, and, you know, we got toward the end, and, like, I don't know what happened. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 7354 Air It Out Radio.
What up, Miss Fire?
What's up? So I know we're toward the end of the show, and I'm good. I mean, it's good to see you on, and I know you last week you had like Nat Coles on, you know, trying to get that track played or whatever the case is. So shout out to you for that.
You good.
So we toward the end. I want to make sure I get your track in. So I want to, you know, go ahead and give them your Facebook, Twitter, and your quick rundown so we can get this track in there in time.
Most def. Well, what up, Air It Out Radio, all my listeners out there, this your boy D-Real. You can follow me on Twitter, at just D-Real, spell B with two E's, just underscore B underscore real. And you guys can like me on Facebook, facebook.com/definitionreal21. And, yeah, man, without further ado, we'll get that status track rolling for you guys.
There it is.
There it on radio. Yeah.
Me again.
Got D-Real on the track.
Joey on the beat.
Kawasaki bump that face down. Through his purple color shining, and I'm on my bam bam. So fresh, so clean. Put them numbers up, it's Mr. Mainstream. Feeling so breezy, won't you look at me now? Only your loser asks some questions like, I wonder how. How he do that honey? How he earn a cat? I can't believe it, but believe it, that's my stats. I'm on one, now I'm on a million. I put the bed in BET, and yeah, that's how I'm living. My music always live, I don't do reruns. Call them ladies up, party, we gon' have some fun.
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, the way I'm living now is how she wanna live it too. She said she like my dad, hey.
Man, I think it got a hook. Yeah, I give her everything. It don't mean that I love her, though. Shoot, I just wanna have some fun. Enjoy this life until I go. Turn my music up. Let me rip it on this mic. I'ma get this crowd going. We gon' live it up tonight. From Atlanta down to Memphis. Take her all around the world. Told you once, I told you twice. It don't mean that you are my girl. Just a laid-back dude with a heck of a life. People knew me in the past, said I changed their right. Ain't no reason to get jealous, that's a female trait. Remember, all I do is make this music, so I get that baby number, huh?
No matter where I go, no matter what I do, the way I'm living now is how she wanna live it too. She said she like my dad, hey.
Like a teacher in a sports deck, Mr. Mainstream.
steps. Yes, she like my steps. Yes, she like my steps.
Radio is set your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163 is the phone number. Y'all can catch me here every Monday, 10 to 1. Check out the website. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. Make sure y'all check out all the YouTube clips so y'all can see what Air It Out Radio is all about, the showcases, and also some of the previous radio shows I've been on 91.7 and all that good stuff. So, like, you know, I've been in the game for a minute. So, shout out to all my sponsors. And also, like I said before, throughout the show, July 18th, I'll be at City Line Avenue for the bar competition. It starts at 10 p.m. and it'll be giveaways and they'll be doing their tricks and all that stuff, DJ and music. And I mean, it's so many things going on and it's very entertaining. So shout out to everybody that's going to come out. And also the Air It Out Radio tour, that is from 1 to 7. It's 5-minute sets. You can do whatever you want. It's $10 to get in and $10 to perform. It's all ages, all music. First runner-up getting $1,000. Second runner-up and third runner-up is also going to get slots to go to the About That Life audition, which is 9 to 2, which is the second part of the whole situation. And, you know, the winner is getting to open up for Nelly and Murphy Lee in Indianapolis, all right? Hotel, food, travel, meet and greet, all that's going to be paid for. It's $10 to get in. It's $150 for the audition. DJ Sherry will be on that one, and he from Off the Block, he'll be hosting that situation. All right, so shout out to everybody that's going to be coming through and showing some love. You know, it's going to be some people that's going to be mad at that event because they ain't win. But at the end of the day, you know, some people don't like competition, but you're in competition every day when you wake up, you know, no matter whatever you do. So just keep that in mind. And I wish everybody the best of luck. You know, even though I'll be on next Monday to talk about it all over again, that's what it is. Okay, and also, too, shout out to my special guest, Visa Hala, for coming through and showing some love, as usual. You know, she's always supported me. I've been friends with her forever. Forever. All right, so shout out to Visa Hala. Make sure y'all hit her up on Instagram and all that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff, and showing me love. Anything else I wanted to drop to y'all? Shout out to Sam Juice, Villa, Metro, Dr. Diesel, TDIF, BX, also Playboy Energy Drink, Hip Hop Gossip, Site, and Lazana. You know, my little sponsors that definitely help out a lot and support my movement. And also Crazy Al King. So definitely show them some love. And if you need any information on any of them, just let me know as well. I think that's about it. Monday, 10 to 1, Air It Out Radio. That's your fire. You've officially been snacked.